This is PFW in Progress.
Hey, we're all misfits too. Maybe we could stay here for a while.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Here comes the coach.
PFW and friends.
Paul Perillo.
Longest, thickest peanut butter.
You mean pea soup.
You eat what you like, or I'll eat what I like. Yeah!
And Andy. And Andy?
Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. You can't fire me, I quit.
And while I'm excited about my future at Dighton Rehoboth.
Seems I don't fit in.
Andy Hart.
Something wrong with your nose? I mean, you talk kind of funny.
I don't.
It was so funny both the way I talk.
Who ever heard of a skinny?
Some guy named Tom.
Eat, eat.
And you never know, Lori might stop by.
I think you're cute.
PFW in Progress.
Merry Christmas.
All right, that's all the time we have today. Welcome to PFW. I'm only kidding. Welcome to PFW in Progress. The gang's all here. It's Wednesday. It's Gillette Stadium. It's media day. And we got pro bowlers all over this stadium.
But all, one guy isn't.
Why? Who?
Your guy.
Wes Welker?
Wes Welker.
He'll be there. He'll get there. He'll end up in Hawaii.
The Willie McGinnis way?
Willie McGinnis Memorial.
Well, that doesn't matter.
He'll be replacing Moss.
He'll end up in Hawaii this year. But anyway.
No way, homie.
got a lot to talk about today. We got the Miami Dolphins coming in, represented by the 72 team. Are they going to bring all of them with them again?
I do not know, Fred.
No, Don Shula's not going to.
What do you mean again?
Well, they were at the game last week. Get a bus, get all those guys in a bus, and they can drive up and be on the sideline, and you know,
they got their win.
Yeah. All right. So
I think they're still celebrating.
So we're going to be talking about that game coming up. We're going to be talking about Patriots Pro Bowlers, who's going, who's not going, and of course the rest of the league. There's a report out now that ex-Patriots head coach Bill Parcells may be joining the Atlanta Falcons as an executive vice president. I don't think he should take it, but I guess he will.
Well, they're just finalizing the deal. He's quoted as saying, right, as long as we iron out a couple little minor things, it's done.
I think it's a bad move for him. But
when I told you this was my last coaching job, this is my last.
And he's continuing with that.
Right.
He's not the GM. He's not the coach. He's going to be the vice president of football ops. Yeah. The interesting thing I brought up to these guys upstairs is, I think there's any chance that Scott Pioli could be on his list of GM candidates?
No.
Why?
Because Scott would have to come in and have total say over all personnel decisions.
Who's to say he wouldn't?
Well, I don't know who the head coach is yet. I mean, okay. What are you going to have?
Well, he's going to hire a GM. He's going
to
hire a coach.
To pick the coach.
So you're going to have Bill Parcells.
I think Parcells is a figurehead.
You're going to have a GM. You're going to have a head coach. Who's calling the shots on this team?
I think Parcells is a figurehead.
I don't know about
then why do it?
Because he can make money.
I know, but his
I think
name,
this is a mix of Dallas
failed,
where he needed money.
Fail,
now he doesn't have to do anything.
If this is a failed project, it's going to be his name on it.
Doesn't matter. Fred, you're not looking at this with the Falcons. They need this.
Right.
After everything that's happened, they need Bill Parcells. Whether or not he's just sitting in an
office. I'm not talking about it
chair.
From the Falcons' standpoint. I'm saying, Bill, don't take it.
I
why?
Think,
don't do it. You know, what does he need that for?
It's not going to ruin
the money.
Anything.
He clearly likes anything. And wants money.
He's not doing ESPN for free.
No, but I'm guessing he's getting more for this.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be making the kind
and
of money.
And maybe
that
able to do
this.
Less.
Yeah.
ESPN makes him show up once or twice a week.
I think
he might
I
not have
rather,
to there.
I agree with you, Fred. I would rather, you know, being a guy that has liked and admired Parcells' career, I would rather see him not take it. Because I just, you know, think he's accomplished plenty in the game. And, you know.
And what if he's
and
good
if
he, at it?
But no, but if
but good
if,
at what?
But if he really
at
wants
putting a team together,
no, you're right. But if he really wants that job, there's other teams he should go to.
Yeah, you're right.
Why the Falcons?
Teams are hopeless in this league. You know, like Cleveland and
a
like
lot of
Tampa Bay.
Oh, I don't.
Who
I don't,
picked in the top five last year?
I'm not. This doesn't have anything at all to do with Atlanta. I mean, that's as good a pick as any. I don't care about the caliber of team.
Yeah, the Falcons.
I just think at his age, what are the chances?
It's not a what. What does it matter?
You know, you want him to go to a team that has a history and a legacy.
Why? Cares?
You know, I think he should.
So he never should have come to New England.
I think he should care.
But if the Falcons go to the Super Bowl, that's going to even take his legend to the next level.
Right. But, you know.
He obviously wants to be in the game. He can't get out. He can't get out of the game.
It's a no-lose situation. If they don't get good, he was just like overseeing it. He wasn't really involved. If they get good, he built another franchise.
Right, and that's what a GM has to take into consideration, too. You can't win there. He's going to take all the credit.
Scott Pioli doesn't get any credit here.
But that's why I don't think Pioli will do that.
No, there's no way. Anyway, let's talk about the Patriots a little bit. Web radio at Patriots.com.
Now, Fred, do you think, because I know that blowhard John Rook is on the radio talking about Wes Welker getting screwed out of the Pro Bowl. You, T.J. Hushmanzada, Braylon Edwards, Reggie Wayne, Randy Moss. You're okay with
no
that?
No problem.
Okay, thank you.
No problem with it.
You're going to be very surprised by this. I think you can make an argument for Welker over Hushmanzada. But I would make an argument for somebody else probably over both of them because I'm not a huge fan of the possession receiver.
Yeah,
but that's just me.
Well, that's the thing. I think, you know, and we're going to, of course, get into this, but...
Oh, hang on. Fred's got a call.
We interrupted Fred's...
One of the things about... I wasn't surprised when, fan voting came out and there were so many Patriots that were leading their positions. But then after the coaches and players, finished their voting, it pretty much stayed the same way. So, I mean, that's a good thing. And it just shows Patriots fans that are, really paranoid about, how hated we are. They might hate us, but they must respect us, too, or else you wouldn't be getting all these votes.
The team is 14-0. It's hard to say. They're not good anywhere.
Plus, it's not
amazing they win.
A couple of years ago when they had those 14-2 seasons, especially 2003, there was still some, how are these guys doing it? They had so many guys, they were injured. Don't forget, a lot of guys that were Pro Bowl candidates for those teams were injured for large chunks of those seasons. So, therefore, a guy like Ty Law couldn't go to the Pro Bowl in 2004. For example, because
Haynesworth went this year.
He missed so long, but he didn't miss the whole year.
No, he didn't. But he's missed a good chunk.
And Ty Law missed the last 10 games of the year.
Yeah, he's missed a good... Anyway.
That year.
But I think that, I respect the fact that Hushmanzada goes over Welker. I think that if you're a player or a coach and you're looking at wide receivers, you can't say that right now Welker's a better wide receiver than T.J. Hushmanzada. That's tough.
If we're going by that, if you're just going, who's a better wide
receiver?
Don't you think Lee Evans is a better wide receiver than both of them?
Not this year.
Okay.
Not his performance hasn't said that.
And I think Hushman's...
I'm just watching the guy play. You don't think he's a better player? You don't think if he played for Carson Palmer or Tom Brady?
Well, that's if. This year he hasn't been as good.
But you just said he's not as good a player. Do you think he's as good a
player?
Hushmanzada
has the numbers.
Yeah, he's got the numbers.
Comparable. Lee Evans isn't in the conversation
for a Pro Bowl. Right, he's not even in the conversation.
Well, I disagree.
You think Lee Evans is in the Pro Bowl?
I think he's had a better year, that's all.
Lee Evans has had a better year than who?
I don't like guys that catch 100 balls for 10 yards.
You're making
like
no
that.
Sense. None at
Look,
all.
That's fine. You don't have to agree with me. I'm not here to brainwash everybody into agreeing with me.
I
don't like guys that average 10 yards
You think
a catch.
Lee Evans should be in the Pro Bowl?
No. I'm just saying he's a better player. He said one guy's
year.
A better player.
But it maybe 5 years ago, but this year.
Well, there's
5 years
a lot of better,
ago, he was in college.
There's a lot of better players than Wes Welker, but.
They haven't done it this year.
That's fine. Look, I don't care if he's in the Pro Bowl or not. You just said that Hushmanzada is a better player than Welker. If we're going by that, I think there's a lot of guys that are better players than Welker.
Okay.
That's all.
Let me rephrase it. If I'm a player
Braylon
or a coach,
Edwards has 27 fewer catches than Wes Welker, but he's had a much better year, and he's a much better player.
Well, that's my point. He's had a better year. And if I'm
so
a player or a coach.
It doesn't go by the numbers for me. That's all. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to have everybody disagree with me. That's
if,
fine.
If I'm a player or a coach and I'm looking at who are the best receivers this year, I have to say that Hushmanzada is a better receiver this year than Wes Welker.
How about Chad Johnson?
I have to be fair.
Do you think he's a better receiver this year than Chad Johnson?
Who, Welker?
No, Hushmanzada.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fine. I disagree. That's all.
Okay. But based on what?
Based on I think Chad Johnson's a better player.
Potentially or this year?
This year. I think that he requires the attention of the other team. He catches big passes, big plays. He makes yards. They don't just throw the ball parallel to the line of scrimmage to him like they do Hushmanzada.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. I think you're...
What are his numbers, Andy? Do you have the stats right there?
Who?
Chad Johnson's.
85, 12, 65, 14.9.
That to me is better than 100 for 1,000.
Yeah, you could make
in
a
my
strong
opinion.
Argument
well, you
for
can
Chad
make
Johnson.
An argument.
That to me is a better
right,
player.
You can make an argument for Chad Johnson, but you can't make an argument for Lee Evans.
Look, Hushmanzada is a fine player. I'm not trying to dog all over Hushmanzada. That's what this kind of turned into. I just think there are other guys that are better than him. That's all.
But in my opinion, Edwards was the third receiver. So the
I
argument,
think Edwards, absolutely.
Yeah, so
I think he's
John
a lock,
Rook is arguing
battle.
That Braylon Edwards shouldn't be in the Pro Bowl. He's the third guy.
There's no argument against Braylon Edwards
yeah.
in my
no,
mind.
No,
the argument
I think
is
he's lock, stock, and barrel. He's got 13 touchdowns, Braylon Edwards. I think he is. He might be one, you know, in my book.
Well, I think overall, do you think that there were a lot of snubs this year? Not just Patriots,
not really.
But overall?
Not
no.
really.
I mean, I heard about Marquise Colston should be in, but he's not.
There's always going to be a couple guys that are on
but
the bubble.
There wasn't any huge yeah. ones.
No. And it's always going to be that way. If you added 10 more spots, there would be an 11th guy. It's always going to be like that. But I think for the most part, to me, the one that's surprising most for the Patriots is the three offensive linemen. Team that doesn't run the ball, and they send three offensive linemen to the Super Bowl.
Well,
just,
what does that
I mean,
say, though? I mean, because here they were winning during the fan vote, right? Those three guys? I thought they were.
They were in
Light,
the mix.
Light was leading. The other two weren't.
They were in the top two or three.
So yes, but they weren't leading.
What are the other coaches and players looking at that we're not?
What do you mean?
Well, Brady, after the coaches and players.
Has hardly ever been sacked.
Right. The protection of Brady, I would say, is a big
it's
thing.
One of the things.
And I think what
but Bill, I just don't look at them as Pro Bowlers in my mind.
I think what Bill said today is really accurate. And that's a product of your team's success, yeah. and that's what happens. He hasn't been sacked. They've thrown the ball for an otherworldly totals all year long. Their production has been out of this world. And they say, we got to get as many guys on offense from that offense, and you know, and we have to recognize them. I don't think there's anything wrong
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, teams Marion Barber, the guy, you know, I love Marion Barber, but I was shocked that he made the Pro Bowl. Now, if you're looking taking him and Steven Jackson, that's no contest,
right.
baby. I mean, Steven Jackson is a much better player. But here's the Rams, who won a couple games, and the Cowboys.
Right.
So I think the team success is big.
I just look at Light, and now I have to say a two-time Pro Bowl left tackle, which is supposed to be an elite position. I just don't look at him that way. But, you know, you look at the sacks. Brady hasn't been
Ogden
sacked.
With the number of times that Brady passes, I guess they're looking
yeah.
at that.
And he hasn't been sacked. He faces, you know, the Taylors and the, you know, matchups every week. I just, in my mind, I don't say he's a two-time Pro Bowl left tackle.
Dan Copen?
I think Copen is in the mix as one of the better centers in the
mm-hmm.
game.
Yeah. And Mankins, people have been kind of talking about
yeah.
since the beginning
Mankins,
of the
I
season.
Mankins, I think, is one.
Right.
I mean, I know you guys will make fun of me because I like him, but. I think
well,
he's
based supposed
on
to be
what
the best
talk about
yeah,
yeah.
on the team.
I can't argue with that.
So I think Light is the third of those three.
I was a little surprised to see Vrabel make it.
I was.
See, I don't get that. Why were you so surprised?
I thought he had a tremendous year.
I just thought, I think for the Patriots he has, but I think that in our system with the linebackers.
But he's got the numbers, 9.5 sacks.
Yeah, no, he does.
Isn't he
now that you look at it,
he had the game yeah. where, you know, three strip sacks, forced fumbles. I mean, he has the numbers to
and
put
even
him up
the games
there.
Where he hasn't had a sack, like against Pittsburgh,
right.
he was in the backfield every play.
Yeah, I just
like
Tom Curran just came
penalties.
Up to us and said, what do you guys think of Defensive Player of the Year? How about Vrabel? And, I mean, he's a national
yeah, no, I guess
major,
so. I
well,
mean,
sort
I just,
of major writer.
I guess I'm just not used to the Patriots linebackers getting a lot of attention nationally because you've always had the Ray Lewis's and, you know, the other linebackers from other teams who seem to get
apparently
more
apparently the coaches and players don't hold Teddy Bruschi in high regard
right.
because he led the fan voting and didn't even make it.
Well, that's a good observation.
And that's a good job by the players and coaches. They saw
and
what they should
Fred, see. I thought I had it yesterday. I thought my work had been done. Roy Williams did not make the Pro Bowl. Then someone pointed out that Sean Taylor can't
he's
go to
starter.
The Pro Bowl. So Williams might take his spot. I think Darren Sharper and there's some other guys that could yeah. probably go. But
now, Williams had his hearing today. I think he got turned down, or was that he was not successful with his appeal?
I do not know.
I think that's correct, Fred. I think you're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I was thinking to myself, if I'm Goodell, he walks in with his representation. I've got my TV ready, and I just keep looping that play and say, what are you appealing?
A stupid you know? Rule.
Well, yeah, okay, but, you know, the rule's a rule.
Stupid rule.
And right now,
I
on the
that,
phone, John
oh,
in
I'm
L.A.
Sorry. Go ahead.
John, how you doing? John.
I think John hung up. Sorry, John.
I think maybe what Williams was trying to do, and Tom would probably know more about this than I would, but I think he was probably trying to see if he could play this week
yeah.
and then serve the suspension after they clinch the number one seed.
Because
if they win this week.
And Patrick right? Watkins, the backup, is hurt too, so they're going to be down to their third safety.
Wow. Could the AFC Championship go through NFC Championship go through Green Bay?
Who are they playing this week?
Carolina, at Carolina.
The Cowboys.
No,
who's Green Bay playing?
Green Bay is playing Chicago, and Green Bay has lost to Chicago early in the year. So I don't. Chicago doesn't have a chance.
And I don't think Dallas should lose to Carolina, but you never know.
Not if 17 people don't start. Lose that one, Tom, your team's in trouble.
Yeah, well, they're in trouble. Then played well.
But if they lose that, I mean,
well, look at
that's the TO launching pad.
How many close games has Detroit played in the last month? One. It was Dallas, so they're not playing well.
Yeah, sort of like the Patriots.
Yeah, if they lose that game and TO doesn't have a big game, yeah, say goodnight.
Ba-boom.
All right.
So, Freddie, are you disappointed about the Pro Bowl with your boy Welker?
No.
Okay.
No, not
Fred's
at all.
Fred's looking at it realistically.
I'm not.
Unlike John Rook.
That's true.
I'm not. I mean,
any other disappointments?
See, Fred, I think you could make an argument. No. It was like I was telling Andy and Paul. Brady James for the Cowboys, I think, had a Pro Bowl season. But who do you take out? Urlacher, Tatupu, and Patrick Willis, the rookie those three all had great seasons.
Right.
So while I think it would be okay if you voted James in, I can't complain that he's not there.
Right.
You can't really complain that Welker isn't in the Pro Bowl. No. And Ty Warren? Come on.
Now, I think Maroney should have gone based on last week.
Well, his teammate, who was a fourth-round draft pick who doesn't even start, made it.
To be fair, Maroney doesn't start all the time.
I think it was a pretty clear-cut Pro Bowl selection this year. I think they did a pretty good job.
I didn't really see many snubs. I know Colston is the one that a lot of people are talking about. I haven't really looked into the...
What do you think of those James Harrison from the Steelers making it? Has he had that great a year?
Yeah.
Every game against the Patriots, he did nothing.
Except for the Patriots.
Okay. I mean, I was joking. He was a Defensive Player of the Year candidate until I saw him play against Patriots and not show up on one single snap. I mean, the guy's got great numbers.
Yeah.
Great numbers.
Okay. LT makes it as a starting running back.
Anytime he has any kind of season, he deserves to go.
He's had a good season. He had a slow start, but he's had a good season.
There haven't been a lot of great running back seasons.
This is really sort of
a down year.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Barber doesn't even start.
Right.
And he's made the Pro Bowl.
I mean,
it's amazing.
The numbers are down across the board for rushing. I think that's a product of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the game is the product of maybe there's not enough running backs.
I think they're just kind of getting away from
it. Yeah, I think there's good running backs. I just don't think teams run the ball a lot anymore.
Is this the first time Tom Brady's gone as the starting quarterback? I think it is.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
I believe so.
You got to figure Manning's had a stranglehold on that most of the time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is. Well-deserved. Will he show up?
No.
You think he'll go?
He usually does his Pebble
Beach
thing.
I can't imagine him or Moss being anywhere near Hawaii. Really. Especially, I mean, we're projecting they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
So,
and he's got a kid. I mean, that would be his first. You know, he could start to get some kid time.
I don't know. Maybe this year they all talk about it since there's so many of them that they'll all go.
I could see Welker going in replacement for Moss, and that would be so funny because he's really riding Moss's coattails to everything he does. good call, though. He got rid of the mustache.
Oh, good, good.
Yes, he looked ridiculous.
Because I did send him an email about that.
And I talked. He was mildly disappointed.
About the mustache?
No, about this Pro Bowl.
Oh.
You know, it's a... He said the right things about it being a team and everything, but...
And he should be. We talked about it in the locker room. I mean, this is a great year for him. You can't just assume he's going to have 97 catches every year. I mean, especially if Moss leaves.
All right, and so Bill Belichick's press conference today, talking about what's he going to do...
Miami Dolphins.
What's he going to do with the team in the next two games? And one of his answers... About how do you tell one guy he's sitting and another guy he's not? You know, how do you – you can't run a team.
How do you pick out one guy who's –
those are my personal –
his name is Tom Brady.
Plus, those are my personal favorites when he answers a question that wasn't asked.
Right.
No one asked if one guy was going to sit out. They were asking if you were going to rest your daughters.
Right. And, you know, he says that, and it's a good answer.
Right.
And people think, oh, yeah, of course they all get treated equally. But we all know that they don't behind closed doors.
Tom Brady doesn't fly back to the team from
often.
Road games.
I was just going to say, Fred, I didn't know if we could say that on the air. I didn't want to bring it up because Fred said, well, maybe they'll all talk about it and decide to go. Brady doesn't fly home on the plane.
Right.
It doesn't care what everyone else does. Let's be honest.
You know, so we know
they will
that
all
every
talk
coach,
about it, and he'll be the one that doesn't go.
Every coach since the beginning of time outwardly say, I treat all my guys, you know, but – you know that, you know, Red Auerbach came right out and said guys like Bill Russell got treated differently than, you know,
Jimmy Johnson,
number 12 on the roster.
Said the same thing. He said, I'm not going to treat Michael Irvin like the 53rd player on the roster.
Right.
Nor should he.
You know, so I would rather him just say, look, you know, we'll decide when we get there, you know, and not answer the question.
I think even the most naive fan doesn't think Tom Brady and Willie Andrews are treated the same. They're not.
Right. Having said that, Are you all pretty sure that they're going to go full bore for these last two games?
Yeah.
I think if there's any rest, it only comes when the game is in hand, maybe a little bit earlier than it had been earlier in the year. You know, instead of, you know, getting that last touchdown in the fourth quarter, you know, maybe Castle goes in and plays a series more than he had been. But I think that they go definitely full bore for the wins.
Okay.
And if their game's like last Sunday, they go 60 minutes.
They played close to 60 minutes last year against the Titans, didn't they? Remember, we were sitting there going.
Absolutely.
I think that one was a little different, too, because that became a
battle. Well, that's what I'm saying, though. But he doesn't. And that was a game where someone could get injured with the way it was going.
That was a grudge.
That was where I think you could open yourself. The way the game was played should have lent yourself more to err on the side of caution. And instead, they went the other way.
Whizzing contest, as they say.
Exactly.
Some good Bill stuff about the Dolphins. One of my favorite quotes was, "They've just come up short a couple times." That 1-13 Dolphins team just come up short a couple times. He also said they hope. What was the quote that he hoped to do something better than the first time around? Remember when they were up 42-7 at the halftime?
Containing the running game.
Yeah,
it was good stuff. It was classic. But he was all smiles.
Oh, he was
giddy again.
He's in the holiday spirit.
Oh, it's been amazing how lighthearted he's been virtually all season. Ever since the camera thing in week two, leading into San Diego, he has been amazingly chipper all year long.
And I turned to Tom. I said, if he had press conferences today throughout his career, with the smile, same quotes, he's using the same, but with the smile and the delivery, people would have a different image of him. I think he seems different, and I don't think people would hate him as much.
Okay.
I do.
Anybody stay for Brady or any of the Pro Bowl guys that came out?
I didn't hear Brady, but I heard Will Fork, and he got into a lot of his diet off-season stuff, and you know, he admitted that he had some trepidation as to whether or not it would leave him in. It would hurt his actual play on the field if he wasn't able to handle the double, you know, the doubles that he gets all the time and as a nose tackle. And you know, he's just a very entertaining guy, the way he talks about, you know, they said, you know, someone asked him, you know, with all the weight he's going to lose, he's going to end up with a six-pack, you know, because I guess the diet book was the abs diet or something like that he read. And he said, six-pack? I haven't had a six-pack since I was skinny, and that was back when I was seven.
Right.
And then he said, I have more like a keg, not a six-pack.
Right. No, he's definitely coming to his own when it comes to interviews. You know?
He is very comfortable in that set. Yeah, he was good. He was entertaining, and also you could tell that it meant a lot to him to have been chosen. I think that was something that was on his mind. And, you know, some players obviously can play to win and put the team first, but they have those things in mind, too.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
And it seems that he was one of those guys.
Well,
it meant a lot to him.
He often brings his wife on the road during the season. She's going to be thrilled going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Because they get to bring their spouses and family. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Good for Vince Wilfork and all the other guys that are going for the first time. Samuel.
I just talked to him briefly, but I didn't hear his press conference. I talked to
the price keeps going up for Samuel.
Copen and Matt Light spoke at their lockers, you know, same kind of stuff, just, you know, very thankful for being included. Yeah, I think it's cool for the offensive line, like Andy said at the top, with the three guys going together. We know that's a pretty tight-knit group to begin with, you know, and then they get to go out there and hang out for a week and
drink a lot of beer,
that stuff.
I'm sure.
Right. I would guess.
I asked him if he scouted out, you know, the place that they're going to go to eat, you know, because, you know, we know how the offensive linemen like to go out and eat together. And he said, I think we'll let our noses lead us in the proper direction or something like that. So I think they'll have some fun with it.
Speaking of the Pro Bowl, Mike writes in from Florida. They say Welker's success is because of Moss. Well, you could say the same thing about TJ, Who's Your Mama with Chad Johnson. How did Barber make it? By the way, Saturday we'll be snapping the ball to Brady in the Pro Bowl. Should we worry about a soft play here or there in a free shot at Brady?
No.
Well, I would say
this is the Pro Bowl.
Andy and I went through the teams yesterday in the running
Bill
backs.
Bill won't be coaching it.
Who would you replace Barber with? Steven Jackson has 700-some yards. He's been injured. Now, I personally can see Jackson going over Barber. I don't mind that. But there really isn't anybody else. There was no one else. I mean, Portis, he sucks. Let's be honest.
Yep.
He splits time with another guy, too. So I don't know. That just tells you the kind of running. When the guy who doesn't start for his own team, and I'll say it again, if Hushmanzada is the guy you want to take out, then I guess you can put Welker in. But there's really – it's tough – I mean, because if you take Hushmanzada out, all the Bengals fans are going to be saying, well, how can you put Welker in there? Right. And my guy's got this.
Right.
I think Hushmanzada has more of an established name in that area. I mean, like Paul said, Chad Johnson's got a heck of an argument.
Yeah, he does. He sure does.
And I would agree with that Hushmanzada benefits from Chad Johnson.
Sure.
By the way.
Yeah.
The only thing in that one that's different from the Patriots is Hushmanzada's numbers are actually better than, you know, whereas Moss's numbers dwarf Welker's. It's the other way around for
Hushmanzada. Yeah, there's no
with the touchdowns. I think he has 11-6 touchdowns.
There's no other running backs that can
Tom and, Tom looked that up yesterday because Tom couldn't believe that Marion Barber.
Yeah, I love him.
The only guys are like late seat, like Ernest Graham has decent numbers.
And the thing with Barber, I said to Andy, remember when Rodney Harrison said he's one of the best backs in the league? I think he has a lot of respect from players and coaches for the way he runs and the way. Plus, he's a soft-spoken guy. He's one of those type of guys. I just think people respect him.
Yeah.
And I think he got voted in by the players and coaches because there really wasn't a surefire running back that you could put there.
And I think, you know, getting back to the whole thing I was talking about earlier with, you know, the two-thirds coming from the players and the coaches, it's good to see that they're really taking this seriously. It doesn't seem like a lot of guys made it in based on reputation.
No, just Ray Lewis was the only guy really had a...
Yeah, okay, good point.
Was the only one, but he's going to get in. I mean, people just... He's Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
But other than him, I didn't really see anybody that really caught my
eye.
I
think they really gave some thought to it. That's a good sign. All right, got to let everyone know that last night we had our PFW, Patriots.com dinner. And we went to a place called The Three. what did you guys think of the restaurant?
Phenomenal.
Fred, I thought you did a fantastic – and I'm not blowing smoke here. I thought you did a fantastic job picking the restaurant and getting a place that had something for everybody.
Well, phenomenal.
I'd give them a B+.
Because of the service.
The service wasn't the best.
Well, the service was okay. They forgot our salads.
Right.
And your shrimp cocktail.
That was okay because we got it before the meal.
You did specify how we wanted it, and they screwed it
right
up, though.
And then, but I wasn't – excited about my steak.
Oh, mine was
no, good. You didn't like your steak.
$38, I've had much better.
See, our steak was fine.
Mine was good.
Maybe we just don't know the difference.
Right.
Fred is kind of a steak connoisseur.
I asked for it medium rare, and it came out more on the medium to medium well.
I have exactly
mine
the
was
same.
Cooked above.
I would have the same exact complaint then that you did. Yeah. I thought mine was – it was very tasty. It was very good, but it was overcooked.
Yeah, so –
I thought
B+, but I thought the atmosphere was good. The appetizers were good.
Appetizers were great.
They took care of us on the appetizers, we should say, because the service. I know that the fans are thrilled with this talk.
Yeah,
I just thought you did a good job of getting a place that had something that everybody was going to want.
Now Eric didn't go.
No,
he's an elitist.
He didn't want anything to do with us.
Did he tell you why?
I love you, Johnny Cakes.
No, probably at his boyfriend's house.
Oh, now, why do we have to go there?
Because Garrett played the song clip.
Oh, don't go there.
No, I don't know what his problem is, Fred, you know.
And the moment of the night came from Chris Ferreira, who talked to us about getting his wisdom teeth out and finding out after the fact that his dentist was, in fact, gay.
Yes.
And noticed that some of his clothes weren't in the same kind of condition after that they were when he came in.
I think the quote was, I had a taste of raw meat in my mouth when I woke up.
No, I didn't want to. Oh.
Yes, you did.
I didn't want to go there.
Yes, you did.
But I said I didn't want to
Okay,
go
you
there.
Wanted to lead
I was
the horse.
Waiting for somebody else. So that was Chris Ferreira was the moment of the night.
I think he had his money on you, Andy. I think Fred had
his money
on you.
Well, you guys didn't really hear it.
I didn't really hear it. I had to have Tom tell me later when Fred was going, oh, ho, ho, ho.
And then
Fred was
2 seconds later said, guys, we're in a restaurant or something.
Meanwhile, the whole place was looking at him from yelling.
Fred was in a very good mood last night. He was like the proud patriarch of the empire.
That was it was a good night.
And we learned that Paul has a prostate problem because he went to the bathroom 7 times during dinner.
What was that all about?
I went to the bathroom twice.
It was more than twice.
I went twice.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
It's not a going problem. A growing problem.
I just don't think that's abnormal during the course of an evening that we were sitting there for almost 3 hours.
Yeah, I guess.
Drinking beers the whole time. I don't know if you know, but.
Well, lie to you. 45 minutes home, I wished I had gone to the bathroom.
Right.
Holy
which is
crap,
why
I was ready to blow
which
up.
Which is why I went the second time. I didn't really have to go, but I knew I had a long ride.
Luckily, Michael Schumacher over here made it home in 15 minutes, so it wasn't that much of a problem.
Fast. I thought it was going to be an hour plus.
Fred, we get out of the I'm right behind him, right? We go on to the 495. I start going like 75, 80. In a matter of seconds, he's out of sight. Not like he went I couldn't even find him anymore. He just went whoosh.
Do you have a speed radar detector?
No.
You should get one cuz you're going to get nailed. You better watch it.
Had good luck so far, knock on wood. I'm sure I'll have a ticket by the end of the week. Yep.
All right, webradio@patriots.com. Let's see. We'll get the injury report later today, the first one of the week.
We should go over the transactions.
Transactions, couple guy, one guy got cut, two signed, or no, two
or
cut.
Or the other way around.
Well, something like that. Why don't you go over that?
Rashad Baker is finally gone.
He'll be back.
And Eddie Jackson is gone. And they brought on Rashad Moore, who was here in camp. And they have an open roster spot.
Open roster spot, okay.
Which we kind of speculated might be another tight end, depending on how. Although Kyle Brady was in the locker room today, looking as old as ever. But
he doesn't look old.
When he walks. Not as facially,
yeah,
but when he walks.
You can tell he's been through the ringer in the NFL.
Yes. He walks, I said this before, like John Hanna, like a lot of these older linemen.
Oh, yeah, kind of like gimpy.
Yeah, all the things going in different directions and limps and all very weird.
Wouldn't he be the perfect guy to be like in an Army movie?
Yes.
You know, like a sergeant or something? He's got that like square face.
Oh, yeah.
I think he looks like a kid's. Like Army figure, like what they do with the flat top, and
right,
he looks
right.
like the prototypical Army figure.
Yeah,
yes. he should try it. You know, the guys have tried it. Howie Long made a movie.
Yeah.
Bosworth made a movie.
Howie's made a couple.
It's
movies.
That same look, that like square.
Yeah, did you see Broken Arrow with John?
Yes,
that's a good movie.
It was actually a pretty good movie. Yes.
Yeah, and he was in it.
The Bosworth movies were not.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal!
Oh,
the whatchamacallit? What's the name of it, Paul?
The one
the Bosworth
Ice
movie.
Cold or something, Stone Cold.
No, that's phenomenal with the motorcycle game.
Oh, I've seen it many times.
Phenomenal.
Watch it every time, but it wasn't phenomenal.
Oh, phenomenal.
You ever see the Roddy Piper
one?
Phenomenal. With the glasses?
Right. It's great.
Yep.
They live.
Yep.
They live.
That's
it was
good
on
movie.
The other
yeah.
night.
Yeah. I like that
that's
movie.
A, they have one of the greatest fight scenes in the history
yep.
of movies in that.
That is a good movie.
The one that Hulk Hogan's in.
Those I don't know. he's been in a couple.
He's in the wrestling one, the... It had Zeus in it, was the bad guy. And then he's got that nanny one, where he started to do, like, comedies, quote-unquote.
Right.
I don't know. There was... Maybe I'm thinking of a different guy. Than
you're probably those, thinking about those, Hogan. He's been in a couple.
Yeah.
One of those wrestlers was in one of...
Well,
know.
Goldberg was in one.
No,
he was in one
was
of those
Goldberg,
Universal Soldiers, two or three.
Because when Goldberg got big, I was, like, after I had already kind of distanced myself from wrestling.
All right, webradio@patriots.com, 508-543-7482. Let's
and
get
John and Tom Brady, Sportsman of the Year, Sporting
yep.
News.
Sporting news, yep. Second time for him with the Sporting News. Favre got Sports Illustrated.
Yeah,
a real one.
I was going to say, the biggest thing about the Sporting News one is we found out that they're still in business.
They still exist.
And they give out, apparently, some kind of award.
Right. I bet you he doesn't show up to receive it in person.
Really?
I mean, why would you? It's the Sporting News. Yeah. It's not the big one.
Okay, we should give out a, you know.
I was just going to say, it's like a PFW giving out awards. Who cares?
Russ Hochstein.
We were asked not to do that anymore.
Yeah, I thought we used to give awards and we stopped.
Well, we did the PFW awards, but we did it during the kickoff dinner, and Belichick didn't like us talking about last year when you're kicking off this year.
So we're going to bring back the awards and give them out at a different time?
I don't know.
We should have a fan. We should sell tickets to a fan thing.
That was the only reason why we had to stop doing that?
Yeah.
Oh.
The only reason?
That's what I said. That was the
head
thought,
coach asked us to stop.
No, my reason.
Being a paper.
The head coach is Belichick.
My point is that I thought that he didn't want us doing anything. That's a very legitimate reason for not wanting us to do it.
So why don't we make it a standalone event?
It's the eve of 2007, and we're talking about 2006. I can understand his point.
Let's make it a standalone event in the spring. Sell tickets during the off-season program.
Well, you know, there's a question in how many events one organization can support. So,
well, how about
we'll
we do
about
this?
Something.
We tailor it to the common fan. Many of these events are tailored to the guy that can afford
to the rich guy. $10,000.
I understand.
I want the guy that can pay $20 to come get a burger and see an award go to somebody.
We want Matt from Quincy.
I'm a man of the people, and I'm fighting for my people.
Well, going,
vote for Hart, 2008.
Going forward, the Patriots were going to have a separate induction ceremony for the museum.
That's
for
not
the
what
Hall
we're
of
talking
fame.
About.
And, no, I'm just
this
saying.
This is a man's
man. You're still
going
to have the kickoff. How many dinners can you really have? You
we're
know?
Not talking. We're talking
well,
about
most
party.
People eat dinner every night, so that's 365.
And make money.
Fred, if you
that's
think,
why
if you offered our listeners a chance to come and, you know, have a night and everything, you don't think people would come?
At the new
you
CBS
lost
Grill.
It, haven't you, a little bit? You have.
Some people would.
How about
be,
the CBS Grill?
You used to
grill?
Be an innovator. You used to be on, you know, on top of things. Now you just kind of,
You know, you lost it.
I don't think you take chances anymore.
I think this could be it for me.
The point, Fred, is I think you're asking two different sets of people to go.
Right.
I think the people that can go to the kickoff gala and potentially that museum opening aren't going to be the people we're asking to come to this.
So you're calling all our listeners lowlifes?
No.
No,
we're calling average Joes like us.
Guys like us.
I couldn't go to the gala.
I don't call myself a lowlife. I let you do that.
Well, you can have it at your little restaurant, the CBS Scene. It could be an evening.
At the CBS Scene. Yeah.
Your little restaurant there.
That'd be a way to get people in that, you know, instead of just saying, come watch 60 Minutes while you eat.
All right. Okay, Paul, we got, I don't know which one you're talking about. This is Hulk Hogan. Three Ninjas, High Noon at Mega Mountain, McKinsey Island, Assault on Devil's Island, Santa with Muscles, The Secret Agent Club, Mr. Nanny, Suburban Commando. I think that's the one you're thinking of. No Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred is what I was talking about.
That was a wrestling movie.
Suburban Commando was kind of a big
one. Was he in the jungle in that, or was it like a joke one, like Suburban Commando? It was
like he drove like cars around and stuff. I think that's the one. He was in Gremlins too. Who knew that? Muppets from Space and Spy Hard.
I don't know.
All right.
Sorry.
Wrestlers in movies.
Is that courtesy of strippers?
Yeah. He's got, look at two
pages. I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Do you think that the one-man gang has ever been in a movie?
I'm going with yes.
Yeah. The one-man gang.
What was it?
Stay tuned.
Oh, I never heard of it.
No. All right.
I won an Oscar.
We talked about Friday being our Christmas broadcast.
Yes.
And let's see, who is this?
Hold on 1 second. Tom, it says up here for Roy Williams, four-time Pro Bowler, not selected this season. I don't know if that means because he wasn't actually selected.
Well, they haven't done it yet.
But you would think that they would put him in there.
Well, the thing was, from the Dallas Morning News, they're saying that because Taylor obviously isn't going to go, that Williams will be the one to replace him. So that's what they reported. I'm hoping that they pick somebody else. So we'll see how. Right now, he's not.
I think you still have hope.
Yeah, I still have hope.
Let's see. So we talked about Friday being our Christmas thing, and Kevin from, where is he from? St. Mary's, Georgia, likes the idea. He says, I like Tom's idea to have the Christmas podcast with alcohol involved. Here's how it ends up. One, strippers shows up with a dozen close friends.
Yes. I like that one.
Two, Cali Girl makes a guest appearance and alcoholic consumption is mandatory for her. Three, Eric's quote-unquote girlfriend shows up and you all comment on her unusually large Adam's apple. Four, Fred turns into an angry drunk and challenges anyone to a fight if they can think of a better store than the Bass Pro Shop. I don't have to be drunk to do that. Five, Chris Ferreira gets loaded and all of a sudden realizes how much he loves everyone. So it all ends with Andy flipping on the Dale and Perillo show so that everyone can get some shut-eye. I absolutely love the show, and I can't wait to get home every day to download the podcast. I would listen to it at work, but I'm in the Coast Guard, and they don't allow streaming audio on the computers.
Plus,
too bad. We're gonna
have
to
be focused on saving lives and stuff, and not laughing at our dumb jokes.
There's a lot of downtime on those boats.
Fred knows.
Yeah, you've been in the Coast Guard apparently.
He lived on a ship once.
They got those boats that can roll over. I've always wanted to go on one of those. And
Josh has a Christmas poem.
I'm proud to be in the Coast Guard, and I'm proud to be from Boston, Mass.
Yeah. Sawyer from Waterloo, Iowa.
Just remember that. Don't say it. Don't say it. Oh, she said it.
He says, this is his Christmas poem. I hope I don't steal Dan's material for his poem, but here goes mine. Ferreira sucks. Merry Christmas.
I don't think it rhymes.
Chris is
true, though.
Best webmaster in the NFL.
A little overworked, though.
But yeah, Sawyer also says,
maybe
Andy,
in New England.
Sawyer also says, Andy asked the guy from the Congo if he could see an elephant from where he was. It's not like they are roaming through the cities and everywhere else. In a lot of places, when they leave the safety of the parks, they get shot. There are a lot of them in the parks in Kenya. My wife and I were there in September. I attached some of the photos I took for his viewing pleasure. For the record, zebras and antelope were all over. So he actually did send pictures of elephants.
Okay.
So that's nice.
That was really interesting. Not.
That's Gary.
It doesn't matter what the subject matter is. One of our listeners has been there, done that. You
we're
know,
big.
And is somewhat of an expert on it.
Although we were discussing yesterday, we've yet to have a listener from Antarctica.
Right.
And we would like to get,
that's
if there's
true.
Any scientists
that's
working
the frontier,
up there.
Baby. I don't think
we're looking,
gonna...
we've hit every continent, but we don't have one from Antarctica. So we need, if you're a, you know, we figured there must be some scientist from Massachusetts that's over there. So if you're over there, use your satellite and email us and,
quit measuring the ice and email us.
Right. You know,
they have some downtime. Those guys that measure the ice,
oh,
they have
do.
Downtime.
They do.
Well, plus there's only like five of them, right? I mean, there can't be that many people there.
Yeah. That's a lonely job, huh?
Yes. It's like Chris Ferreras.
Steve Ryan from Lincoln, Nebraska. I've heard some people complain that Ty Warren didn't make the Pro Bowl. I actually forgot he was on the team.
People turn, like, to start the year, it was Seymour sucks. Warren's way better. Now, is Warren still on the team?
How do you guys think Warren's played this year? Also, the Hans and Franz show on ESPN Radio is the best thing going. This past week, Felger had this big interview with a guy who wrote the book on Barry Bonds. It lasted for like 30 minutes, and it was this big deal. After the interview, Tom comes on and says, that interview stunk. It was one of the worst interviews in the history of sports radio. That guy was boring. I laughed my ass off. The people at ESPN Radio must have loved that. But that's why Tom and Andy are the best analysts in the Boston media right now. They tell it like it is every week. Keep up the good work. I hope, like heck, you guys get your own show someday.
We're hoping to get that show. we're hoping to replace Felger.
P.S. The fact that you guys are still getting people to buy you lunch over after 6 months is one of the most amazing things this world has ever seen.
We agree.
I have to agree.
We count our blessings every day.
That interview was bad, though. I mean, man, oh, man.
And what did he said something, and we said, well, we did take our headphones off and just start
and
talking
he goes,
amongst ourselves.
He goes, if it was so bad, why didn't you leave the room then? And we said, well, we did stop listening, and we were just making fun of you.
We were having a debate with Mike Salk off the air.
About who was worse, the interview or the interviewee.
Right.
On the phone is Antonio from Naples. How you doing?
How you doing there, Fred?
Good. What's up?
Are you going to try a different language for my name every time I call?
I might try a little different way of saying it every time.
How about trying one time into the mic?
Why, I'm not talking in the mic?
No. Not always.
Actually, Antonio is actually my birth name. It's actually on my birth certificate, so now you know that.
Okay.
But the reason why I'm calling, you probably moved on to, I would say, the Dolphins, correct?
No, we're actually talking a lot about the Pro Bowl and stuff like that.
I think if we could go the whole week without talking about the Dolphins, we might be able to accomplish that this week.
I know, it's just like there's no hype to the game or anything else like that. But more or less, it kind of involves the Dolphins a little bit. My question is where does Jason Taylor stand right now? As in, like, could he possibly be a cap casualty and get released?
I don't think he's going to get released, no. But, you know, I think the Dolphins would probably entertain trade possibilities if someone was looking to acquire him, but I don't think they're going to give him away.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking about his contract. You never know. Maybe he has a huge cap number, whoever comes in there.
I suppose it's always possible. You never know what some of these teams do. But I just think the way the percentage of the cap has gone up in the last couple of years with the new CBA, teams haven't really had to do a lot of that. And I would be surprised if they would do that with a guy – of his caliber.
Yeah, but I tend to look at it like two ways, you know, like whether the next guy, the next GM that's going to go in there, which I think is a huge possibility, he might blow up the team, you know, and just like he might be one of the casualties, or I look at it, basically he's the only centerpiece of that defense, because, you know, Porter's an absolute joke and a waste of money, but they're into him too deep. And the other point of my question is if he did get released, which is a big hope, possibly he would want to come to the Patriots. And can he play the outside linebacker position, as in like drop back into coverage?
I think he could.
He can play it. I don't think he'd play every play. He'd be more situational.
I don't think he'd be in coverage a lot, but I think he could definitely be a stand up guy in the Patriots.
He did against Matt Castle.
Much like he did when Nick Saban was there.
Yeah,
but like Andy says, I agree. I don't think he'd play
every down. One other question too, because it seemed like I didn't get it answered yet. Was Sanders hurt last game? Like, I didn't see him much playing against the Jets. What's the story on him?
Yeah, he was inactive for the game.
He was hurt.
He was listed inactive, huh? Because I looked back on the injury report and I didn't even see him on there.
Yeah, he was.
I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah,
ankle, right? Was it an ankle
I
or
thought
a foot?
It was a knee.
Knee? I don't know.
It's a thigh. Lower leg extremity.
Thigh, hip.
Sorry, Fred.
But he definitely had an injury. I don't think it's anything major. I saw him walk through the locker room
today.
That's
right. I thought it was an ankle.
But yeah, he was definitely inactive.
Watson had the ankle.
And just to let Watson, you know, guys.
So did Sanders.
Sanders did too?
I do the injury report for some other thing, and it was ankle.
Some other thing? Tout.com?
Yeah, I got my own website.
Run by some really, really, really ignorant, arrogant people.
All right, guys. Hey, listen, just to let you know, I'm going to let you guys take advantage of all these people because it's Christmas time and they're going to give you presents. But I plan to give you a little New Year's gift.
Yes. You're the best. Is it something that I can, get drunk with?
Well, I guess it was kind of secretive. But, yes, I plan on taking care of you, Andy, because you love that Grey Goose.
Wow.
Andy, what are you, an alcoholic?
I like to drink sometimes.
Me?
No, Andy.
No,
I'm like going crazy over here for a bottle of vodka. You can go down to the store and get the same thing, you know.
But if it's given to me free, I just have to accept it. If I go buy it, my wife goes, "You bought a bottle of vodka for what?"
Whatever, Ferreira.
Listen, a bottle of vodka is standard in my household. There's never a time in the house where there's no vodka.
Plus, you can mix it with anything, or
exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly. It relaxes you. It's the best invention out there.
I'm sorry. When I sit down at 8 o'clock to watch TV, I don't have a thing of vodka next to me.
You can mix it. Orange juice, soda, anything you got there. You just pour a little in and drink it.
Tom, I'm not saying I'm sitting there with the bottle in hand. I'm saying that, you know, you take a little bit, you put it in the cup, a little bit of ice, a little bit of tonic.
Well, you're treating vodka like I treat those wipes. I mean, he said there's a bottle of vodka in the house every second.
And I use the wipes and vodka.
I know it's there.
Okay. All right, well, don't forget me. Send me something.
All right, take it easy, guys.
All right, Anthony in Naples. We're talking about
IRS on line three.
We're talking about Antarctica, and strippers, of course, comes through. It says the number of people conducting and supporting scientific research and other work on the continent and its nearby islands varies from approximately 4,000 in the summer to about 1,000 in the winter.
So we got a chance.
That's a low number.
I think with all the scientists in Massachusetts, I think we have a chance that one or two of them are.
Yeah, there could be somebody from MIT up there.
More importantly, I've perused the list of wrestlers. The most successful was Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, yeah.
With his running man.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yes, the running man, Commando.
Predator.
And Predator. Second on the list, though, is Terry Funk. With Roadhouse. And
yes, Roadhouse.
Over the Top with Stallone.
Over the Top, yeah.
So those are your two most successful wrestlers in movies.
Well, Dan Heffron also says Andre the Giant.
Yes, yep. He was in the
Princess Bride.
I'm trying
to figure out what he said.
Huh?
Randy Savage had a small role in Spider-Man.
Yep, Spider-Man.
Well, the Rock, of course.
Yes, he's the most successful.
But now he's an actor. Yeah, he's not a wrestler.
Kane was in See No Evil.
Yeah, I didn't see that movie.
Stone Cold Steve Austin was in The Condemned.
Yep.
HHH was in Blade Trinity.
I got the list right here.
HHH.
Triple H.
Yeah. Who's, by the way, off the juice.
Oh, yeah.
I tuned in the other night, and boy, has he shrunk.
John Cena, you know him?
Yes, the Marine.
Supposedly one of the worst.
Kevin Nash has been
AKA
in a lot.
Diesel.
Kevin Nash was in The Punisher.
No, he was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, too.
He was in The Punisher,
might have been
too.
In The Punisher, too.
No, I know he was.
Andy is correct. He was in The Punisher.
That was a good movie.
I never even heard of these movies.
The Punisher is a good movie, and it's one of those that's in regular rotation on some of those channels. Good stuff. There's been a lot of wrestlers in movies.
All right. Let's see.
As is evidenced by that list that's two pages long that Thomas.
So that's a list of every movie,
and
every
a lot of them
wrestler.
Were in The Longest Yard, too, obviously, yep. With a, whatchamacallit.
That's an impressive...
John in L.A. called earlier. We lost his connection, or he hung up on us, one or the other. But
I think he hung up.
He also writes in, he says, regarding Maroney, can we find a happy medium between the Costanza-ish, he's back, baby, and the broken record of those who consider him a bust of Lonnie Anderson circa WKRP proportions? Is she a bust? Oh.
No, her bust.
Oh, my God. She had quite a bust.
You are. Well, you know, when you talk about
she
it
a bust?
In today's terms, she really didn't.
Yeah,
oh,
she was
hot. Big hooters.
Oh, she was hot.
She had
were they that big?
Yes, yes. They're big.
Fred, that's what
strippers,
she had.
Send him a picture, and you probably have one with no clothing.
Yes.
So.
Oh, then
and if
please.
You do, send me one.
Yeah. When Andy says it's impossible for anyone to deny he's been a disappointment to this point, even I will wholeheartedly agree. But the pile-on that continued in yesterday's mailbag, despite Lomar's good, solid performance, is a bit much. I agree. He wasn't amazing or close to it, but Maroney provided the offense primary punch, such as it was, against a D that many have said was, in all other respects, playing above its lowly NFL ranking. So in terms of the performance by the Jets defense overall, we have to give them credit for playing and scheming better than their rep and rank, except when it comes to Lomar's performance. Only then do we start talking about the Jets being 29th against the run.
If you can't stop the run, you can't stop the run. As Andy said many a time, you can scheme to take away passing. If you can't stop the run, they line up, they push you around, that's it.
I'm not asking for unabashed praise here, just a level playing field. Maroney had a nice little day, not wildly encouraging.
I think that's what I wrote.
But certainly something to build on. Fair enough. Here endeth the rant.
And we all said that, too. Right. It was okay.
We're all in the middle of the road. We don't think...
Yeah, hold that thought.
We just have a...
Hey, you know what? Fred Kirsch is right. Not as big as I remembered it.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, no, now...
They were big.
You were smaller then. That's why you thought they were bigger.
And I think, in general, breasts were smaller back then.
They're big.
But they're not like
Andy
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah,
big.
That's what now no, we but, consider yeah. that big.
This you was know? This was early on, pre all the breast
right.
implants.
Right.
I mean, that's just an average rack these days.
See, exactly. I like that. That's what I like, though. I don't like those. What do you do with all that?
Oh.
I'll find out.
Do I need to tell you?
I just, it's too much. It's too much extra crap. I don't need it.
John says, something I would be surprising but not totally shocking. Brewski retires after the season, but Seau, despite being older, comes back for one more go. Do you think that's far-fetched?
I think it's far-fetched, but not impossible.
If they win the Super Bowl, I think it's far-fetched. I think that's the only reason he's playing.
Yeah,
right now.
Could be.
For a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Put it at 6% chance.
Let's get to some true
I'm gonna
or false.
Go 7.
I'll go 4.
What do you get 6%?
It lies between 5 and 7.
Let's go to some true or false. True or false, Eric Mangini gets fired if
false.
The Jets don't make the playoffs next year.
Oh.
Next year.
True.
True.
Really? Okay.
But it'll also depend.
They
on,
have to be better. I mean, yeah, it depends.
I'll say true.
I mean, they could be great and, you know, couple tough losses, whatever. Like, if they're a lot better,
yeah,
I think
he keeps
his job.
Yeah, if they're 9-7 and they miss out by a game, they keep his job.
Especially if Kellen Clemens is the guy, like, he's playing well, you know, if they have things kind of in place.
Let's see. Next, Josh McDaniels takes at least one head coaching interview, but ends up staying with the Pats for an additional year of seasoning.
True.
True.
Think he'll get an interview?
True.
He'll definitely get an interview. The only question is whether he leaves.
I don't know about the interview, but I think he'll get interest. Yeah. He might turn it down like Mangini did 2 years ago.
I think he interviews, even if it's just to
but I
do
think
an
he
interview.
Does, I think he does stay around.
Adam Schefter and Boomer Esiason are among the very best at what they do.
I would say true.
Yeah,
I
true.
Like them both
but I would
true.
Think that Adam Schefter, though, is different. He's more of a kind of Chris Morton.
Well, he's saying
guy.
That what they do
and what they do.
Oh, that what they do. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Of what they do.
No, they do two totally different
right,
things.
Yeah. I'd say that's true. Yeah. But I think Adam Schefter gets a lot of help.
Well, that's
every person who's good at that
a
gets a lot of help.
That's what reporting is getting guys to tell you stuff.
But I think he kind of came on the scene like overnight, don't you think? And whereas Mortensen has been doing it for a long time.
Well,
and then all of a sudden his sources became as good, if not better.
Well, he works for the NFL,
that's
right?
That's my point.
What did he? Who did he ask about?
Adam Schefter.
And who else?
Boomer.
Boomer Esiason.
How do we get
Adam
on Mortensen?
Schefter, Boomer Esiason.
Talking to the mic. Say,
you know, as far as guys that, you know.
Good morning, Boomer.
Do that kind of reporting. In the next year, Casale will yell out, Cali girl, while having sex with his lovely wife and or with what I can only assume is his not all lovely hand. Oh.
Yes,
man, that's
true.
Maybe the hand.
That's terrible.
Glad that was hand, I thought. It was going in another direction.
This
I
has
thought
already...
poor Max was getting porked up the pooper.
And the
thanks
next
for
one,
bringing it up, though.
True or false, this has already occurred twice.
False.
In the last week.
Twice. In the last week. I'll go false.
And if this does occur, Tom will have no problem going on the air and admitting it full-throatedly, not in a gay way. This one, I think we can all agree, not only falls under true, but garners full-on book it status.
True. If he does it, he'll admit to it.
Right. Okay, so that's...
While in divorce court.
John in L.A.'s true or false. He's got a lot of time in his hands these days.
Well, didn't he say
meanwhile,
he was
I can't
going
watch any
job?
TV shows.
See, I haven't watched a TV show in ages.
Well,
Paul, you're
all
very
repeats. Quiet today. You're very quiet today. What's going on? This isn't as exciting as Dale and Holly?
I didn't really have anything to add.
No? You're just quiet. You seem very...
I get made fun of for talking too much, and I get made fun of for not talking enough.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm just asking, why are you so quiet?
I don't know.
Are you... something going on?
No, well, I do have to leave.
Oh, he's got his mind on his next gig, which
yep,
is, of course.
He always does.
You got to get going
You'll
soon because you're going to be on the big show.
Right.
With Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
Are you going to give it to him?
Excuse me?
Well, you know. Not
in the gateway.
Yeah.
Is there a way to give it to
we'll
him?
We'll see.
Because if they start talking about Maroney, you're going to give it to him?
Yeah.
So that could be must-listen radio.
No.
No?
I'm sure it won't be.
Why?
Did you forward these, Gary, to proper addresses?
Paul, you got to go on this show and make it you. You got to make it about you take control.
Oh, really?
It's always about Paul.
What would happen if that happens?
No, you got to
What would happen if I said half the things that I say here that if I said them there? What do you think would happen?
I'm talking about Pete.
I'm talking about me.
No, nothing would happen.
Okay.
You got to. By the time that show's over, listeners have to be saying, you got to have Paul Perillo every day. That's your goal. That's what you need to do.
Fred
when
couldn't
you go
get rid
on
of me fast
That's what I'm doing.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
What a clown.
What are you biting your tongue for?
I don't know.
That would be the first time in your life.
Yeah, I'm turning over a new leaf. New Year's resolution.
Is that your New Year's resolution?
No. God, no. I'm going to do something. It's going to be at least like I can pretend to keep it.
He'd have an aneurysm before the second.
Let's see. Rob from Brisbane, Australia, just wanted to know what two things you could change about the NFL would be. It could be rules, the draft, the media, or anything. What two rules or two things about the NFL would you want to change?
Rules, I would put the hitting back in the game.
No that protecting be, the quarterback?
Not as much. Not protecting the quarterback, the defenseless receivers, the horse collar. I think a lot of them have gone too far. Football, damn it.
Okay.
I might like to see quarterbacks call more of their own plays. I think one of the reasons why quarterbacks may not be developing is because there's so much control from the sidelines. I don't know. I mean, it just seems like back in the day, a lot of guys, like when Bradshaw was supposed to be stupid, right? And he called his own plays. There's always that football smart thing, you know, and I don't know. I think maybe that would add some excitement back into the game.
I would get rid of all these extra games that are on other days besides Sunday and Monday. You know?
That's a good one. They're starting to water down.
It's just a little bit too much
for
me.
Hell, we work for the NFL, and none of us knew there was a game on Saturday night.
Right.
You know, I just think in the long run it's going to hurt more than help.
I knew. I just didn't have any interest in it.
John in Palm Bay is on the phone. John, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, I have a quick question. I've heard on the internet that the Patriots have got a working deal with Randy Moss and Asante Samuel that they're going to sign them both in the offseason, but there's some reason they can't for right now because of something with the cap.
Well, they can't do it with Samuel because he's franchised, and you're not allowed to do that, right? Once you franchise the guy, you can't.
Right. Samuel can't, but Moss could.
Moss could, yeah. They could extend him or re-sign it to a new deal.
John, just wondering, where'd you read this?
It was on Yahoo.
Oh, we'll have to look that up. Maybe you can email us, cut and paste it and email the link or something.
Yeah, it was some guy in Yahoo that they had reports that they had both working deal that both of them were going to get signed.
That's the first I've heard. I wouldn't be surprised if they had something with Moss. I mean, I would assume that they have, you know, touched base on that, but this is the first we've heard that they have some sort of a working deal in place.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. John in Palm Bay. And we'll have to look into that. Paul is leaving. Goodbye, Paul.
Now, Yahoo would be Michael Silver, right?
He's the main guy.
He's one of them, yeah.
But if he writes it, then
Cole. Right? Yep. He's another Yahoo writer.
If Michael Silver writes it, then I think there's a pretty good chance it's the truth. If it's just a Yahoo chat room, I mean, I don't even know if they have those. I'm always a little hesitant if I read on the internet. I've read a lot of things on the internet that didn't come out to be true.
Are you guys worried about Paul?
I'm a little worried about him.
He just seemed really depressed.
Well, maybe he's spread a little too thin, too many jobs in all these different directions.
I think he's got a lot on his mind.
Could be.
Don't you?
Pressures of the holiday season.
I think he's a baby. I think when you disagree with him and you tell him
you think it stemmed from that beginning argument?
Yeah, when he said Lee Evans.
Lee Evans came from. Yeah. I didn't want to push the point.
If you say something stupid, then you deserve what you get.
I don't know anything.
God knows you guys make fun of me enough.
He can't take it. He says he can, but he can't.
But the thing is with him, if you call him on it, then you know you're in for a 35-minute argument, and sometimes it's just not worth it.
Usually I'm in that camp.
I was
but
just
the Lee
like,
Evans thing just took me by surprise. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Okay. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address.
Plus, I think he gets mad when people like email in saying you and I should have – they said, like, you know, we tell it like it is. And then he uses that crutch that he works for the team so he can't say anything because he's a pussy.
Is that word okay?
Jacob writes
in. We're supposed to go morale there.
Just to pitch in on the Lawrence Maroney discussion, I agree that his performance against the Jets was neither great nor bad, but I still have hopes for him. He reminds me a lot of a young Steven Jackson who in his first 2 years ran with hesitation just like we see Maroney. However, as he got more carries, Jackson eventually had a breakout year in 06, and even though we shouldn't compare those two backs, a lot of featured running backs strive with a heavier workload and experience. Maroney has only had limited opportunities, and when I use my eyes, I still see a running back who runs hard.
I can't think of a worse comparison.
Finishes his runs and falls forward for more yards. Yes, we haven't been able to. He hasn't been able to break the long run, but I'm confident it will happen. Regarding Joseph Addai, yes, he is a good running back, but he has benefited from a great blocking offensive line and multiple passing threats to take away the focus.
Wow, this is one of the worst emails we've ever got. Who's it from, Fred?
Jacob. Let me finish up, and then you can attack him.
Okay. One of the worst emails ever, Andy.
Without neither due to injuries, we might now experience the real Addai in Indianapolis, just an above-average runner in a perfect system to his style of play. In his past six games, no more than 72 yards a game, in only one game with more than 3 to 4 yards per carry.
Is that using your eyes again?
My point is that the jury is still out on Maroney as well as on Addai, as well as any player young with limited experience. People are quick to point out that a player is a bust or will become a star, but for the most part, you don't really know until 3 or 4 years down the road.
Wrong.
Not true with running backs. Yeah, no way.
Worst email we've ever got. That's my nomination for worst email of the year. First of all, Addai benefits from being in the system and playing behind a great line. Patriots have 3 offensive linemen going to the Pro Bowl. They have the best offense in the history of professional football. Steven Jackson, by week 10 of his first year, it was already decided he was going to take over for Marshall Faulk the next season and became the starter. And what did he go, 1,700 yards his first year as a starter?
I believe so. I was trying to find this. We had a media guy.
Maroney was in the same spot last year. We all kind of said, well, next year he's going to be the guy. The guy's got, he's going to end up with 700 yards rushing. So that's terrible. And your whole 3 to 4 years, you come up with a list of running backs that it took 3 to 4 years to be good in the NFL. I'll start you off. Thomas Jones. That's about it. So go from there and tell me how many you can find. First round running backs that took 3 to 4 years to produce in the NFL. Heck, their careers are almost over 3 or 4 years into the league.
And Thomas Jones had to do it elsewhere, right?
Yeah, he was considered a bust and he went somewhere else and kind of.
Well, you look at a guy even with the Patriots. First year, and I remember Parcells calling, making fun of him, saying, oh, you know, first year wonder, Curtis Martin. Right away. I mean, this is a guy
you knew.
Buck 40 his first game.
Came out of Pittsburgh with a bad ankle, probably dropped in the
draft. Oh, definitely did.
Which, but yet still produced his
first
year.
I'm glad you brought that up, because other radio shows in this town said, well, now let's remember, Curtis Martin had trouble dancing early in his career.
No, he didn't.
He rushed for 1,400 yards.
Yeah.
So dance all you want. I mean, 1,400 yards, and down the stretch.
You can see it immediately.
His rookie season, he had a great first game. The first month and a half was okay, and then down the stretch that year was like 140, 130, 140, just great. So don't tell me Curtis Martin is anything near Lawrence Maroney.
Yeah, so I'm making the case against Lauren Maroney, who I still hold out hope for, but I can't argue, like I said, with what's going
on
here.
That email, if you were a Maroney defender, was one of the worst you could ever have, because everything he said was just untrue.
Right, if you're a Maroney defender, as am I, all I have is hope right now.
Right, you say, well, maybe last week gave him some. See, here's the thing Andy and I are both agreed on. We think Maroney has physical talent. We're wondering mentally if something's wrong. Because last year he looked pretty good. And we all, like, we were up there saying, why do they keep giving the ball to Dylan? Remember,
right,
Fred?
Right.
Now, this year something seems to happen. Now, maybe it's mental. Maybe he's lost confidence. So maybe a game like last week, a game this week against the Dolphins, he gets some of that confidence back. And then next year he's got more confidence. And I think what Andy says is right on the money. I think he doesn't have confidence while he's running, but he has too much confidence in himself.
Yeah.
It's a weird dynamic, and I found it very interesting that Tom Brady said, hopefully this gives him confidence to build on. So Tom Brady sees it, felt the need to bring up the word confidence in the media in a post-game press conference. That tells me that there's something going on
good
there.
Good reading between the lines, Andy.
I don't know if I had to read between the lines. He said, I hope he gets confidence.
On the phone is Callie Girl. Callie, how you doing?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Good.
How's it going?
I'm just frustrated, so I had to call in.
Sexually?
What happened? Oh, see, now, immediately, you have to go there.
Tom didn't email you in your little personal back and forth lately?
We're all right. What's wrong?
No, I was listening to Jeremy Green this morning, and I officially think that ESPN hates the Patriots.
Well, some of them do.
And the feeling is probably mutual. The Patriots hate ESPN, including Bill Belichick.
They're very mean, and Jeremy Green had some guy from Jacksonville on the radio this morning, like, interviewing him, and he's, like, a writer for one of the newspapers down there. And so apparently Jacksonville beats the Steelers and are, like, the best team ever. And Jeremy Green says that Jacksonville is going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Yes, I've heard Jeremy Green has been talking about the Jaguars. A couple weeks ago, I heard him on a radio program saying that they were the team the Patriots need to look out for, that they can bring three, four running backs, could just pound away at the Patriots and run the ball down their throats. I think that couldn't be further from the truth. I don't know why he has that feeling, but he's blinded by his own opinion.
Well,
he's gone off
right,
on a rant.
Everyone will say, oh, he said it. If he's wrong, no one will remember.
I think the Patriots blow Jacksonville out of the water. They're like, tailor-made for the Patriots.
Tailor-made, good.
And even if, okay, amazingly, the Jacksonville beats the Patriots, they still have to beat the Colts, which they lost to them twice this season already.
Right. That's true. They beat them last year on that one game where the Colts just, you know, disintegrated.
They're
but other
the
than
team
that,
right
that's
now,
last
everybody's
year.
That's
this
like
is
the
yeah.
The
and I'm saying, but overall, they haven't shown that they can beat the Colts in the last 5 years. The Colts own them,
right?
So you're right. They have to not only go through the Patriots but the Colts. I think it's all we're sick of talking about Indianapolis. We're sick of talking about New England. Who else can we talk about? Oh, here's a team. And to me, it's a joke.
People were sort of doing the same thing with Minnesota in the NFC, that they're this team. Jackson's playing better. They look for other teams. They get bored with saying, well, the Cowboys are good, the Patriots are good, the Packers are good. But
geez, we can't help it. We're so good. Gosh.
I agree.
Well, Cali girl, here's my advice to you. You got to take all these what they're saying and not let it get to you because, you know, that's the price of being on number one. And so you just got to let it, you just brush it off. Don't let it get to you.
More importantly, we've had some people who are debating whether the pictures you've sent us are real. So can
not
you send us a video?
A video?
Yes, of you saying, I love PFW in progress.
We'll put it on the website.
I just got my new Patriot official cheerleading jacket.
Nice. Wear that.
Yeah, you can wear that.
And it's really cute. And I love it.
I'm sure it is cute.
No.
But we want a video where you say, I love PFW in progress. I'm madly in love with Tom Casale.
Yeah, let's do
that. Oh, wow. Okay, I'll see what I can do.
When you do that, you must have a webcam or some camera you can hook up.
These young kids today.
Yeah,
you
got
a 1-900 number over there?
No, Fred. Exactly, Fred. Right. Ew, get your mind out of the gutter.
Why do you think she has a webcam?
Because she sounds technologically
advanced.
All younger
people have webcams.
Yeah. It comes with most computers.
Webcams don't have to be
Cali
used
Cali girl,
for
do you have a MySpace account?
Yeah, I do. Well, I sent it to Gary.
Oh, you did?
Uh-oh, she's cheating on you, Tom, with Gary.
I can't believe it.
No, he asked me.
Gary's
if
looking.
I would give out my website.
I'm not that good looking, but I got Gary beat. Come on.
That's true.
Send a video. You can be our first video testimonial of how much you love the show.
Okay, great. I can see what I could do about that.
And if you have a friend in the video, that's fine, too.
Maybe my sister.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, now.
Okay, she's 15. Calm down.
That's okay.
Tom likes the young ones.
Jackpot. All right.
All right, we better let you go.
Charlie girl,
take care.
Chiming in.
And I hear the crafts calling.
Yeah, and if you are sexually frustrated, give me an email.
Let's see. Sean from Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Happy holidays to everyone. Few thoughts on the horizon as we come close to another regular season and move on to what is the ultimate goal of the Super Bowl. One, being a diehard Pats fan, and I threw out something and was heavily bashed by fellow Pats fans that Brady has been locking on to Moss a little too much. I know it may seem like splitting hairs, but do you feel concerned that Brady will throw it to Moss no matter what? No, I don't.
I am mildly concerned.
You are concerned.
We started questioning this in Indianapolis is when we really noticed it in crunch time there. It worked.
It worked.
Now it hasn't worked as well. So I think it's something to keep an eye on. In a tough situation, does he go to Moss too often at, you know, cost of other weapons and scoring and moving the football? You know, you can't, I know everybody says he's Randy Moss, he's your playmaker, and that's 100% true. But you can't tell me
it's not better if teams also fear Wes Welker and Dante Stallworth at crunch time.
Right.
If they can really truly just say, when he gets to crunch time, he's going to Moss, that makes your offense not as good. It's like the whole running game argument. I know they're a pass-first team, but if they could run the ball a little, it would make the offense more dangerous.
Is it just me, or do I really not do... I can't read today. Is it just me, or do I really did not think... No, he can't write. With the exception of Richard Seymour, was all that great on Sunday. I'm getting a little worried seeing Eric Alexander cover Chris Baker and think of ghosts of AFC champs.
Did we ever find out what happened on that play, why he was on the field?
Someone was hurt.
Let me guess, Adalys Thomas.
Yeah, he was hurt and came back in.
That guy, he's got these season-ending injuries once a week.
Yeah. Why do you feel the sudden rise of Gaffney in the sort of fall from the depth chart for Stallworth?
We talked about this a little bit. I think it has to do with his strengths are a little more suited to in cuts, stops, outs, rather than Stallworth, who I think is more of a big play guy down the field. And I think the wind in recent weeks and the limitations on the game plan has made Gaffney a little bit of a better option. We also talked about the big drop that Stallworth had, and maybe there's a chance Brady hasn't quite built the rapport with Stallworth yet that he has with Gaffney, Moss, and Welker.
Better hurry up and do it.
Belichick says he doesn't care about records, but why do I feel at Giants Stadium next Saturday night, Tom Brady's record 50th pass will be caught by Troy Brown? Just a hunch.
I think Troy Brown will catch a touchdown pass.
Yeah, so do I.
But, you know, that record's not a given. It really isn't. He needs 5 in 2 games.
Get it, no problem.
And what if the weather's bad this week?
He had 6 versus the Dolphins last time, didn't
he? I know.
It's not supposed to be that bad, is it?
It's supposed to rain.
Rain,
we all know the rain does nothing.
It's the
wind, Fred. It's the wind.
What if it's windy?
And speaking of doing nothing,
Giant Stadium is
speaking of doing nothing, Eric Scalavino.
You know, so I'm just saying, you know, Paul poo-pooed me when I said it a couple weeks ago that it's not a given. I don't think that record's a given.
Giant secondary is terrible. Terrible.
But what? You can't control the weather.
Oh, so then you don't think they're going to the Super Bowl? Because I'm guaranteeing you they're going to play some bad weather games in the playoffs.
I'm just saying that 5 touchdown passes.
Now all of a sudden Brady can't throw it all in the
weather. I
didn't
say they weren't going to win. I just said 5 touchdown passes in 2 games is not a given at this point. You think it is?
It's a given.
Okay.
I think it's a given.
I think he'll throw 3 this weekend at least.
I hope so. But what again, if it's rainy and windy, what do you do? That's not his fault.
They might be those.
He
could
throw 2-yard touchdown passes.
I was going to say, he's built a career off throwing 1 and 2-yard touchdown passes.
Instead of giving it to Maroney.
To Mike Vrabel and those guys down the goal line.
I hope so.
And I'm gonna put
you didn't have one last week.
I'm going to give you a book it right now.
Book it.
Junior Seau will score. Will either catch or run in a touchdown. Probably catch out of the backfield.
Could be number 22?
No, well,
no,
Troy
Brown
might too, but either this game against the Dolphins or the last game when it's decided, Junior Seau is going to come in and he's going to catch one of those little little flares from the fullback when you go out.
Yep.
He's going to catch a touchdown.
All right, Eric is here. He's back from the cold, and
it's not too bad out today.
Not too bad out today.
Not too bad.
Getting any melting action?
It's over. Very little.
My place is a mess. It's really a mess.
Mine is too. Oh.
Sorry, I thought we were getting into a practice update, and now we're learning that Fred's place is a mess.
But we will.
This practice update brought to you by Scalavino.com.
Scalavino.com for the Christmas.
Yeah, that's
right. But it's too. If somebody goes on your site now and orders something,
they'll have it by Mother's Day.
They can't have it. There's no way.
Probably by at least by Valentine's Day. So if you got any sweethearts out there.
There's no money in the world that could get you to finish it.
Sure. If you let me stay home and do it, yeah.
No, this is your thing. This isn't my thing.
Christ, you already can't do work when you got that podcast. We're not going to give you a painting, too.
So, practicing out on the Gillette Stadium field turf today.
Okay.
Full pads.
Full pads.
First time in a while, actually.
Wow.
Only missing players were your boy Billy Yates, Andy, and Kyle Brady. Only two missing.
Team decision.
James Sanders out there?
Yep. James Sanders.
Jimmy looked good? Running around?
He was out there.
Okay.
No black shirts, though. So I don't know if Bill's trying to send a message about practice this week or what happened last week.
That could be why they're in full pads.
Perhaps.
Boy.
But according to Fred, they're playing fine. They're playing the best game ball of the season.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a good point by Tom. They're playing their best ball of the year, except Bill didn't feel the need to throw out the black jerseys this week. Interesting.
That's practice.
Although Fred did admit that, save for a few dropped passes, missed tackles,
fumbles,
they play in the same they were earlier.
Go ahead.
So that's he's just going to disregard those comments.
He's got no comeback.
Yeah,
he's already been embarrassed on TV. He doesn't want to get embarrassed on the radio, too.
Yeah. So then just positional drills after that. No team practice at all. They were all broken down in their positional stuff. And
how did Rashad Moore look in his first day back?
He looked great stretching. Yeah, he looked big as always.
He kind of looks like that. Was it Suge Knight? He's got a little Suge Knight look to him.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, a little bit.
Is he scary? Is he mean? Never talk to him.
No,
never talk
to him. He's nice as heck.
A nice fellow.
Yeah, he's really nice. The nickname is Booger. Booger Moore.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm not kidding you.
Really?
Booger Moore.
More Booger.
Hmm. John Randall gave it to him when he says, when John Randall gives you a nickname, you keep it.
Oh, that was from one of our thingies. Yeah. One of those little getting to know. I probably should have read it.
So there it is. That's about it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's your practice update brought to you by Scalavino.com.
Where you can get a painting of your own, which is a photocopy of a photo.
Update was about as exciting as his website.
For just $1,400.
Is that how much they cost, $1,400?
More than that.
More. With the frame?
More.
Than more. More than that. If you want it framed, that'll be even more.
Wow. Wow. And how many of these have you sold?
Zero.
That's all right. Big plans in the works for 08.
But I give him credit for not settling, not cutting the cost and selling out.
Nope.
He feels it's worth something.
Or selling. Or a penny.
But he feels it's worth it.
Next year he's going to be doing cartoons for the Herald.
Nope. Big plans for 08.
Okay.
Just stay tuned.
Big plans for 08.
You guys will actually. Nope. You guys will actually be interested in it.
Does that include doing
it? Oh, you're leaving.
Oh, that's very nice, Tom.
No, that's what it is. I knew it. I told you he wasn't going to stay.
No. I said he wouldn't make it till New Year's Day. He's going to make it to that.
He said big plans and we'd be interested.
You would be interested.
Yeah, that's the first thing that came to mind. You're leaving.
Now he's just lying left and right. He made up a girl first. Now he's making up a career.
No,
nope. Not.
Nope. You'll see, Andy.
I think he's bringing the gun, to be honest with you.
No.
Happy New Year.
He can't do that. He's religious. He can't do that.
Yeah, he's lying about everything else. He's trying not religious.
Oh, really? I don't lie to you guys. Never lie to you guys.
Where were you
anything.
Last night?
I already had plans.
What plans? What are you doing?
My friends, most of my friends have kids, and we all meet every year at Christmas time before Christmas to exchange gifts for their kids. And last night was the night that they picked, and they've had this pick for weeks.
How do you get roped into that?
Because all my friends have kids.
So what?
Because I have gifts for them. I don't give them gifts anymore. I give them all to their kids.
I would never give. Oh, man.
You just offended
Fred. Don't let them guilt you into that, Eric.
What am I going to do, Fred?
Not go.
Yeah, don't go to that.
We had a heck of a hoot of a time at
How was it, by the way?
It was great.
I think you would have.
This
liked
isn't
it.
The place that had the pool tables, though, right?
No,
no.
The upscale pool tables.
Contro, no, it didn't. They wouldn't.
And Contro sucks.
Well, first they told Michelle over the phone that they don't take reservations, so I went there on Monday, and they're like, "Well, we have a party for 16." I go, "Wait a minute, I thought you didn't take reservations." "Oh, we take reservations, but only down in the dining room." I go, "Well, that's where we want
to
go."
Boycott and Contro.
So he goes, "Well, I could take you at 8:30. I said, "That's too late." So I went over.
Screwing Contro.
I went over to 3. And
go to 3, get a good steak.
How was 3?
It was excellent.
Good.
Yeah.
Good appetizers. Yeah. They worked with us on appetizer platters. Good stuff.
Did they have any sort of pool or any other kind of
No. It's just a restaurant. Straight up restaurant. Yep.
Nice atmosphere, though. A little upscale.
Yeah, it's upscale.
But not too expensive, actually.
Any stories? Anybody get unruly?
Well, Chris Ferreira got a little bit wild.
Yeah. Chris Ferreira?
Yeah. Yeah.
What the hell did he do?
He was talking about when he got his
gay dentist.
Finding out after the fact that his dentist was gay and getting a little bit upset about that because his clothes were a little bit ruffled up, he noticed afterwards.
After we came to from
and
the
Tom.
Came to, yeah.
And then he said, "I did notice the taste of raw meat in my mouth when I woke up."
No, he didn't.
And you know how that is.
He did not.
And we all died because Chris, you know, Chris is very seldom funny on purpose. He's always unintentionally funny. So that really got us.
Oh, so that explains why, as I was walking down here before, right after the show, or actually, I was walking down to practice when the show started, and I overheard Chris say to someone else in our cube, Are they being okay on me so far?
And Paul has a prostate problem.
Yes, went to the bathroom a number of times during dinner.
Yeah, that's why he's not here
now.
I didn't notice that. So you guys pointed out he was getting up and down. Yeah. I thought he was calling his brother.
He's either got a prostate problem or a cocaine problem.
Yes.
One or the other.
Well, he is 84 years old. I mean,
he needs to get the checkup.
But I don't understand why you're offended if you say, like, people get offended when you say you got a prostate. Like, what's the deal? Who cares?
Well, I don't really know what it does. What it is?
Well,
what it does?
It's a sign of getting old.
I know they stick their
old.
Up your butt.
So's going bald and getting fat. He doesn't mind those two things.
Well, I think he does mind it, but, you know, it's too late now.
So he's going through a little bit of a midlife issue here, huh?
He could be. I don't know.
Starting to realize his days
very quiet today,
Paul. Softball and
Paul?
Baseball are over.
Yeah. Where is he?
He had to go do EPI, the big show.
Oh, excuse us.
Yeah, I know. You know.
Andy and I are about to pass him on the food chain.
Yeah.
Well,
we got into an argument early, and even Tom took my side, which is rare.
About what?
Because Paul said that Lee Evans should be in the Pro Bowl.
Better than Bushmanzada.
I don't know where he... No. But then the worst part was, it was something stupid. He could have just admitted it. He threw a name out there.
Yeah.
But no, he had to go down, swing in, and...
But his argument wasn't even that Lee Evans is better than Wes Welker, because I'll agree with you on that. If Lee Evans was here, he'd be putting up a ton of numbers. He was saying that, well, if that's your argument, then I think... He said he's having a better year this year, he said.
I don't...
Lee Evans, what's he got? 10 catches? What?
Not a lot.
I don't know. He likes to argue just to argue. He's not much different than Brian Morey.
And he can't change his opinion. You can't. Once he says something, he's sticking with it no matter what.
He's going down with the ship.
So that got him off on a bad note.
That he wouldn't talk.
And then somebody emailed in and praised these guys for their ESPN work and said that they should have their own show. And I think Paul felt left out there.
Really?
Yeah. You know, felt a little left out.
And then Fred doesn't help. Like, what's wrong?
Well, I tried to give him some advice.
And he gets on me for being the soft, sensitive, creative type.
I tried to give him some radio advice. I said, when you go on these shows, you got to make it your show.
You gave him good
advice. By the end of the show, people have to be saying, you got to have Paul Perillo back.
Mm-hmm. And he said he can't because he works for the Patriots.
Right, and he poo-pooed that.
Hmm. So. You can take it better than Paul can. He's one of the worst I've ever seen. Then he'll say, I always take it.
Right.
The only thing he can take are Andy's little comebacks because he's gotten used to them over the years.
Because he knows they're coming now.
Well, Tom, let's see if you can take this. This is from Matt in Quincy. He says, in sports, I believe timing is everything. When you are playing your best ball is what matters. Right now, I think the Cowboys are in a lot of trouble.
I agree.
All season long, they looked like they were taking the express elevator to Glendale. Right now, I don't see it. They all of a sudden look very unsteady, and I don't care what Steve Young says. An injured thumb on Tony Romo's throwing hand has the potential to be disastrous. I had to go to the NFL.com website, which sucks, by the way, just to be reminded that Brad Johnson is the backup. I'd rather have Earl Morrill right now. If this was the Boston Marathon, they are limping up Heartbreak Hill and looking over their shoulder. I predict Green Bay will steal the first seed, check the remaining schedules, and there is no way Dallas can win there. All this may not matter anyway because Tampa Bay just may be the best team in the NFC now anyhow. Sorry, Casale, the boys are about to run out of gas, and I can't wait to see the inevitable T.O. meltdown.
Oh, this is everything that I've said. The only thing I would disagree with is that I think Brad Johnson is a good backup. Now, they didn't lead him to the Super Bowl, most likely, but when you look at backups in the NFL, I think he can do a lot worse than Brad Johnson. They haven't been focused for a while, and I think this goes back to the coaching, which I've been harping on all year when people have sent in emails and said, what do you think about Wade Phillips now? The exact same thing I thought about him when he got the job. And they beat Green Bay, and it looked like they had everything in front of them. You know, okay, they beat – everyone had them getting the first seed, even though I said there's a month of football left. And they've kind of stalled since then, and I think that's part of having that lackadaisical coach on the sideline, and it's coming. I'll tell you, watch the first half. If you're only going to watch a half of it, watch the first half Saturday night. Because if T.O.'s not involved early, that's going to get ugly in the locker room.
Who do they close with?
Washington.
They could lose to them.
Washington's playing good. If they go in and beat Minnesota this week, like I think they got a chance to.
Because I think there's no way Carolina beats them, but they could lose to Washington.
And they got to win them both. If Green Bay beats... Chicago, that all of a sudden, and if Washington's playing for the playoffs, there's one of the games on the final weekend that actually matter.
Shane in Miami, will Bill finally play some of the younger players this week? Pierre Woods, Lakeven Smith, Chad Jackson, Willie Andrews should be on the field for a lot of plays.
They'll be up 56-0.
I was going to say, when they're up by three or four touchdowns maybe. But
yes, that is the only way.
He's saying if a starter gets injured, how can you expect them to just jump right in there and produce when they never get to play? What is more important, shooting for a record or getting valuable playing time for your reserves?
I don't know if they're shooting for any records. I think they just want to win, and they want to win like they
used
to.
I think even if you weren't going for the record – You know, having the bye, you just can't let these guys not be playing full games.
Yeah.
I agreed wholeheartedly what Bill said today, that he doesn't understand what that means, resting starters. I'm with him. These teams that shut it down 2 to 3 weeks left in the season, if you already have a bye, that's when you get to shut it down that entire week. That's the rest time. I'm with him. And I said on the Felger show, Fred, if he's going for 16-0 like I think he should and Brady gets hurt, I won't criticize him at all. I think it's the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
Fred Andy will. Does not.
I won't.
I will.
You will.
If he's going for the record, if he's thinking in his mind, I'm going for 16-0, then that's not the right approach.
Well, he's going to win the games, which is the same thing.
If he's going to win the games and if he's going to set up for the postseason, do whatever is in the best interest in terms of every decision to win a Super Bowl, then I have no problem with that.
Well,
but
that's
if the record is anywhere in his mind,
you get the record.
I agree with that. If the record's anywhere in his mind, then I have a problem with it.
Okay. Patty from Ireland, what's up, A-Team and A-Hole? Yesterday,
drunk.
You guys were comparing your webmaster to Maroney, so I decided to compare you guys to other players. Casale would be Rodney because he's mean, yeah, angry, probably on HGH, and everyone outside of New England hates him.
Oh, that's Andy.
Fred, since he's such a homer.
People in New England like me?
Fred's, no, not in this room anyway.
Fred, since he's such a homer, would be a really ugly cheerleader. Andy really would be Randall Gay because it rhymes with hay and he brings nothing to the show. Paul would be Chad Brown, a nice guy but fat, slow, and would have retired 5 years ago.
That's the best one.
P.S. I didn't forget about Eric, but he just sucks too much to be in this email.
Wow.
Screw you, Andy, he says.
Well done, Patty.
That's good.
I'm not firing
back.
That
was good.
He had a good email. He deserves all the laughter today.
Go kiss your Blarney Stone now.
No, you're making fun of the Blarney Stone?
I'm making fun of him.
I think you were making fun of the Blarney Stone and the whole Irish tradition of kissing it.
Relax.
Would you kiss that?
No.
I know somebody would kiss.
Kiss.
Strippers comes in with some breaking news. Jamie Lynn Spears, that's
pregnant
at 16 years old.
Yes, not breaking. Heard that this morning.
And wow. I don't care because I don't care about Britney Spears, and I certainly don't care about her sister, so I could care less.
That's I didn't know till this morning that she had a TV show.
I love young girls.
Yeah.
Andy in Sioux City, Iowa. Fred, are you really that stupid when it comes to figuring out how Secret Santa works, or are you just trying to make us all laugh our asses off yesterday?
Stupid.
Here is how it works. Your office or coworkers come and tell you that you are doing Secret Santa this year. You respond like this. Kiss my blank. I am not participating in that crap.
We don't say ass on the show anymore. Everything else we say, and you're blanking ass?
Well, you know, I'm not gratuitous about it. You know,
are you not involved?
That's right. Some
I'm involved, but
I'll say rules.
Right.
And it turns out they're not doing it correctly. There are rules for Secret Santa.
Oh, shut up.
We're not adhering to them.
Rules.
I think Lori was right in the first place by not asking you to be involved. And I'm going to suggest that we do that next year.
Okay. Fine. Andy also says, welcome back, Paul. Well, it's too late now.
He's gone.
Your co-workers spent most of yesterday throwing you under the bus and running over you. I thought the Pro Bowlers were pretty close. What about Ty Warren, though? I haven't heard any of you guys about him. How do media members have the balls or stupidity to keep asking Belichick the same stupid questions every week? How do you keep from laughing at them?
Well, first of all, we don't. We usually chuckle in the front row. And sometimes it's different media members. Like, there were
That's
voices
the
in there today that I don't know who they were.
Yeah.
Like, we were saying Friday when I asked that good question about the the handshake. There was that was one of the worst because people came in and were asking about Welker and your off-season acquisition. I mean, you know how many times we've heard him answer those? We can actually, before he starts talking, we can start giving the answer.
Yep.
So, it's like read a transcript or read a story somewhere. I mean, it's
been homework done.
They can actually, you know, you can go to Patriots.com if you're smart.
Is this that thing where you can type in?
Yeah. And you can find the stuff.
But today, I was telling these guys, Wes Welker starts to talk. Now, I'm doing a story on the Pro Bowl for the paper, Fred. So I run over to get there, and I'm in the back because I'm thinking those are the questions they're going to ask. And it's, well, you're playing Miami. It's your former team. Shut up. How do you feel about the Pro Bowl? That's the news of the day. You know, he was left out of the Pro Bowl. That's what people want to know about.
Mike writes in about Cali Girl. He says, talk about wanting to put a face to a voice. Why do you not let that website of hers slip out over the airwaves? Gary, what is the
I don't even have it. Cali Girl, send me your website. I know her new boyfriend, Gary, has it.
Tom, you're out. Gary's
in. We had an emailer
in
that wanted to know, and I asked if she wanted to give it out.
And she said no?
No, she sent it. It's her name.
It's CaliGirl.com?
No, Chelsea Higley, HIGLEY.com.
HIGLEY.
ChelseaHigley.com. Let's see if we can bring down our servers. Everybody, go hit our website.
www.thechelseahigley.com.
However, there are no pictures on it yet.
I'll hit something, but it won't be the website.
Geez. Oh, come on.
Not anymore. Gary's hitting it.
Now for a question from Mike. What are some later round running backs that could be brought in next year to give Maroney a push for the starting job?
We have to do all our work yet. I mean, I got names and stuff, but
we're throwing out names. Yeah, we got a long way to go. Plus, there's guys last year that I fell in love with I'd never heard of, like Colby Smith. I'd never heard of him until I said, Tom, this Colby Smith guy's pretty good.
Yeah, it's we got there's guys I've seen this year and stuff, but we're going to have to figure out, you know, where they're going. And because here's a good example. I saw the Yahoo mock draft, and I just looked at it to kind of see where he had guys going, and he had Steve Slayton 10. Now, to me, I can't believe it. So that's why I have to look to where people are projecting these guys to go, because I didn't even think Steve Slayton would get picked in the first round, and the guy had him going 10. So
that doesn't sound right to me. And by the way, I'm going to be trouble at the combine. Because if we go to the Super Bowl, I'm not going to start prepping for this until like the 10th of February.
So how's that going to change?
Last year I had a couple weeks. I felt pretty good. I knew more
names.
But
we don't have the video by then.
No, but I had done enough background, so I had an idea of who guys were, like what some of the... This year, I'm in trouble.
Tony from Greenwich, Connecticut.
Maybe I'll just stay home.
Tony's got a problem. He's got some issues here he needs us to help him out with. He says, am I a bad Pats fan?
Yes.
I hate this undefeated stuff. I'm of the belief that you can't go undefeated in the NFL, even though it would be historic and a great statement for this team and organization. I think I want a loss before the playoffs. I admit I'm a pansy. I don't want to go into the playoffs without a loss. The stress and anxiety on me could be my undoing. Don't laugh. I'm being very serious. Help.
I'm a pansy. I admit it.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it because they're going to win the next two games. They're going to be undefeated, and I personally think it's irrelevant. You get to the postseason, it's the postseason, you got to win.
Right, and they got a week off to prepare. And how many times does a Belichick team lose after getting a week off to prepare?
So and by the way, they're the best team.
So what do you say directly to Tony to kind
of... Well, here's the thing I was going to say.
Enjoy it.
Sometimes, like we've been talking about them not playing their best ball. What that means is they were 30 points better than everyone except the Colts a couple months ago. Now they might be 14 points better. But here's the thing. I've seen teams like San Fran, like Dallas, like Denver... They kind of at the end of the year, they're there. Then they get that week off and the playoffs start, and it's good night. Yep. It's all over. You know what I mean? They're rested. They know the games really matter. Like the Pittsburgh game when the Patriots said, okay, this game really matters.
Good point.
So I think once the games start really, because they're trying to win these games to go undefeated, but still, it's got to be hard to get up for the Jets, Miami, the Giants. You already know you're the number one seed in the AFC. Once that first playoff game starts, and I hope it's against Jacksonville,
kill
I think they're going to kill whoever they play.
I agree.
So it's a one-game season, and we all think it. It's so, them, the Colts, January 20th. Don't miss it. Winner wins the Super Bowl. So
bigger than
go,
the
Tony.
Super Bowl,
don't worry
according
about
to Fred.
It.
Everyone's watching.
Don't let it bother you, Tony.
Plan your party for that day, not the Super Bowl Sunday.
Dave from the Philippines, I wish I could go to your party, but maybe next year it's sort of a long commute. my 10-year-old son has a goal in life to visit all the seven continents before he's 18. Three down, four to go. When
rich.
He gets to Antarctica, I'll make sure he sends you an email. I won't let him listen to your show yet, as I can never really be sure when you'll stray into some topic that really isn't appropriate for 10-year-olds.
We
but
did
by
it
the
about
time he gets
ago.
There, maybe he'll be old enough.
Yeah, we're never really
Here's
sure.
Here's the only problem
stray.
I have with Dave, okay? He's letting his son go all over the world at, what, 12 or 10? Was he 10?
Yeah,
10.
So he's letting his son go all over the world, yet he can't hear damn?
Well, that's not
Well, I don't
we
think
say.
Damn is the... Worst thing we say.
Yeah, it begins with a D, but it's, you know.
Now, come on, you stupid douche.
See, I don't think it's any single word. It's groups of conversations
of
about, like
Cali girl. And,
yes.
Fred starts them.
Usually he does. I agree.
I don't start them.
Yeah, you're the instigator.
Dagmar is in Miami. He says, talking about the Sporting News and Sports Illustrated Awards. We all know that Brady got the Sporting News.
Sportsman
Favre got the real one.
Right. I would like to say that Favre's all-time records are getting more attention than Brady's performance. To me, as to any other Patriots fan, it doesn't matter. We go for something else.
Well, to be honest, listen, I'm not a big Favre guy, but those are pretty impressive because I know a lot of people thought that Dan Marino's records were never going to be touched. And you got to give acknowledgement when somebody breaks those records.
But and that is one
Plus
thing.
He's
about
Brady, year.
But Brady hasn't broken the record yet.
What I'm just about to say, one thing about Favre and Brady is you talk about Peyton Manning, you talk about Marino. Manning plays inside. Marino plays in warm weather half the season. You know, what Favre has done in Green Bay, I think, is tougher.
Yeah.
And what Brady might do is tougher. Than what Manning
playing
did.
Out, yeah.
And Favre doing it at this age, too.
And having a great
well
year.
Is
a great
impressive
year.
Yeah,
himself.
I mean, hell, 3 years ago I was saying he's holding that
Right.
Franchise hostage, and they got to get rid of him even the same way Marino did with Miami.
There's one thing,
but I'm wrong.
There's one thing Patriots fans can't complain about, and it's the coverage at their team, like the Lackers.
Oh, for crying out loud, yeah. They got their own thing on
They got ticket. Their own thing on ESPN, which has never happened in the history of sports. Not even the Yankees can say that, so there you go.
Right. Let's see. Mike from Denver. Lunch bet reminder. Is Maroney going to score four TDs in the next two games? I'm just reminding Jake Steele of our bet. I am just wondering if I can be on the show after the behind-the-scenes tour. I can always take Eric's place because he likes men and doesn't add anything to the show. But what I had a bet with Mike from Denver?
Probably.
I know get Minnie Gary down here.
I know
here.
I
He'll
made a statement to Paul, and I don't know if it turned into a bet that Maroney would score a touchdown per game for the rest of the season.
Oh, that's right.
And I already missed out on that one because I think after the Baltimore game, he didn't score.
So it's per game. It's not average
not total
one
no,
per game.
Not average per
game. So you owe Paul a lunch. So,
yeah. If it was, whatever the bet was, if it was just a statement or a bet, I lost it.
And none of you guys keep track of these.
But I don't
anyway,
know. Did I bet with Mike from Denver?
Yes.
Apparently.
You bet with a listener?
I don't remember that.
So, Mike, you have to give him a tour and have him on the show. And you guys can talk about the Broncos, your favorite team.
Well, you know, if he comes down here, we'll see what we can do. Let's see. Chris from Peabody.
If he comes down here from Denver.
Well, people visit New England. You know, they have relatives. We had somebody from Alaska come down. We gave him a tour.
Justin.
I got a nice shirt.
I got a nice mug.
I got a knife.
You still have that on your desk
yeah.
when you clean
it? I use it to open
go.
Boxes. It's very handy. The Eskimos use it.
I was going to say, isn't it designed to kill seals or something?
it's an all-purpose tool. They use it for many, many things.
Mainly kill seals.
He opens
to,
boxes.
To get the blubber off the bones? Yeah, sure.
Can you use that on Paul?
No.
It's a lot of blubber there. Need one of those big whale ones, the long-handled version. Get that blubber
it's
off.
It's called a harpoon.
No, it's a scraper. Once you kill it, they have a scraper to scrape the blubber off, and then you put it in a thing to melt it down.
Like a cheese shredder?
No, it's more of just like a big scraper.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's disgusting.
Oh, boy. Chris from Peabody, I've been listening a little over a year, but this is my first email. Welcome. Questions, when draft day comes? For the sake of explaining things, let's say the Pats pick 30th. When watching the draft, will it go 28, 29, 31, 32? Or will the whole draft move up and whoever would pick 31st takes the 30th? Because they lost that pick.
That question has not been answered yet. There's still rumblings of displeasure from the Players Association that they lost a first-round pick and the money and how's that going to work out and blah, blah, blah. So I think that's still to be decided.
Okay, so it's not clear-cut
at all. It isn't.
Okay. We'll have to find out about that. Who do we
I mean, does the guy taken 30, what would have been 33 now get, is he a first-round pick?
Right.
Or is he the first pick of the, you know, how are they going to do that slot? I think that's still a valid question.
Does it remain an open slot, or does everybody, you know?
When money's involved, people will complain.
I think you got to keep it an open slot.
Just skip over it, you mean?
Just skip over it, yeah.
I think they should flash when it's the 32nd pick. This would have been the Patriots, but they cheated, and just keep flashing it on the screen for 15
minutes.
Yeah,
Patriots lost.
To remind everybody.
Two, on a serious note, and I thought that was serious, but I guess not.
That was his joke.
is John Taylor the first dead player to make the Pro Bowl?
I don't know. I would assume, but
I think so.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean.
And whatever happened to Craig? Asked Chris.
He got a job, I think. Or
I don't buy
us.
That for
Come
a second.
On.
Well, if he did, he'll be fired soon, so he'll be back.
Craig, email in. I mean, he could be listening but on the podcast, right? Email in, Craig. Tell us where you are. How are you doing?
I don't miss you.
Gary hates you, but I always thought you were a nice part of the show.
let's see. Strippers been to Chelsea's website already. Cali girl.
There's a surprise.
Soon they'll be working together. Yeah.
According to what she says, I'm Chelsea. I'm 19 years old. I go to cosmetology school. I don't care what you're going through. I have enough problems of my own. I adore my BlackBerry. It's my best partner in crime. I love sleep. I work full time. I work out almost every day. Most of all, I love my boyfriend.
She has a boyfriend? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Tom Casale sitting right over here.
No, it's Gary now.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
She dumped me.
Gary's moved in on that.
And so Stripper says, Tom, you got to forget it. She's playing you. And
playing me for what?
A fool.
She's got a boyfriend.
Huh?
But she's not happy.
Oh, here's a picture of her and her boyfriend.
But what is she getting from me?
I don't know. So.
Strippers, just so you know, I'm married.
Tom's married. So, it doesn't matter. Tom's playing you, Cali girl.
Nobody's playing anybody.
Why does she have blonde hair?
Send the video. Isn't her hair like 8 different colors in half her pictures?
Oh, I don't know.
She's one of those model types and a cosmetology. They do that all the time.
Let's see.
You know about that.
Why is she
you?
Dating Roosevelt Colvin?
Mike from Florida, what do you guys think about drafting Ziperkowski from Notre Dame?
Oh, here we go.
We don't need to start this
third
right
round.
Now.
He's a versatile player, perfect for Belichick defense.
Fred loves him.
He is always around the ball, maybe the only guy who made any impact on the Notre Dame defense.
I say he goes.
I'd like to know how many Notre Dame games this guy watched where he's always around the ball. I just want to know.
It's around the ball after the tackles.
I wouldn't take anybody for that stinking team.
I thought you loved him.
Not anymore. I'm off of him.
Here's what he should do. He should resume his boxing career.
Well, I mean, he's a good player.
He's a good player.
A great special teamer in this league.
Yeah, I don't. We don't need to. Did they draft Brandon Merriweather last year?
You're certainly not drafting him. I don't think to be. He's going to be a mid round pick, right?
Yeah,
he's not going in the top first two rounds.
I wouldn't think so.
Not unless he does something miraculous.
Kuiper had him ranked as the top rated safety coming into the season. So,
your boy, Kuiper.
Well, Mel's always right. So,
all right. Let's see. Ethan says, how can such a large head have such a small brain? Tom, do me a favor. Next time Andy says Colts Green Bay Super Bowl, smack some sense into him for me. He has said some ridiculously stupid things in the past, but this is just laughable.
What's laughable?
Andy saying Packers Colts Super Bowl.
I don't agree with Andy, but why is that laughable?
Why is it laughable to take the second best team in both conferences and say they could be there?
Well, I mean, we all think the Colts and Patriots are pretty even, and a lot of people think the Packers are now better than the Cowboys.
Especially if it has to be in Green Bay.
Well, Ethan will explain. He says, I do think the Colts have a possibility of beating the Patriots in the championship game, but I certainly put it beneath 50-50. As much as everyone wants me to believe that the Colts have somehow become a team ready to play in bad weather, I'm not buying it. The Colts are a team that's built around speed, and the same elements that will slow the Patriots' offense will slow the Colts' offense and defense. Toss in that they'll have a harder time gaining momentum without their home crowd. I still put them at a disadvantage in the game and trust Tom Brady to complete passes in the cold and snow.
I believe that's what I said yesterday. Whether they win 3-2 or 45-42, I think the Patriots are better.
Now, Green Bay is an even longer shot in my book.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Good Brett Favre has not shown up in a big game since he'd stopped drinking. Wade Phillips might be completely incompetent, but Brett will duck out of the game after the fourth interception. Fred may be right that the AFC Championship game will be better football, but the Dallas-New England Super Bowl will undoubtedly draw the biggest audience, both in terms of number of people and share of the TV watching audience, than anything in the history of television.
That's the surest bet on the planet right now.
Which for some reason is always ranked number one in anything you've ever seen.
I think they made that up or something. Wasn't that like 25 years
ago? Yeah,
and
it's, no matter what is on TV, they always say, except for MASH. They always say highest ranked, except for MASH. I've never seen anything like it.
I think Fred Kirsch is the one spinning that tune. But how many subscribers you guys got? Oh,
I will agree. Brett Favre has had good games in Dallas a long time ago, like in the early, those games were good. He put up a heck of a performance. They just didn't have the defense. But the last 5 to 7 years, he's just played miserably there. And that game that was on NFL Network was about as bad a performance that I remember.
He came out like a different player.
Yeah, so that's the one thing I'll say is I don't know if I can trust him in Dallas, but right now I think they're getting some of that 2001 Patriots where they just believe they're rotating a bunch of guys on defense that nobody knows who the heck they are.
They're running a little bit now.
Yeah, Ryan Grant's kind of like the Antoine Smith. Yep. They found a guy to run it a little bit. That Jennings is a heck of a receiver.
Yes.
And I just I think they got a lot of good things going there. I think they're more mentally tougher than Dallas, and I think they believe. I think Dallas is kind of like Maroney, where they think out loud that they're good, but they kind of wonder inside a little bit right now.
Jeff and Bartlett, Tout Casale. I really enjoyed watching University of Hawaii football games this year. I love Devon Bess, and would love to see him join the Pats receiving corps. I think he'd be a great addition to the Troy Brown, Wes Welker mold. Where do you see him going in the draft? Maybe second round? I'm assuming he'll go too early for the Pats to entertain thoughts of drafting him.
Well, that's the thing, again, where we don't know where guys are going. But Matt from Quincy emailed me and asked me about the Hawaii receivers, and I told him, one of the things I hate about going from college to the pros is run and shoot receivers. As Bill said, they run a very specific offense, and you'll hear people say they run a pro-style offense. That can't be further from the truth. That the run and shoot is no longer a pro-style offense. They don't run it here. And I worry that they always say the quarterback's a product of the system. I think the receivers, more than anybody else, are a product of a run and shoot system.
Well, they're small. The University of Florida.
Yeah, like Florida receivers. So I worry about taking those guys too high because I think they have a hard time learning the game in the NFL, and then they kind of get down on themselves mentally, maybe like a Chad Jackson. So we'll have to see. But I don't like screwing around with a run and shoot for some reason. I just think everything that they do, you don't know if it's system right. or if it's, you know, like Michael Crabtree from Texas Tech, he can play. I don't need to see any more of him, but he's a beast. Those are few and far between guys like him.
By the way, says Jeff, I think Colt Brennan would be a great backup for Brady, but I know he'll be a long gone in the first early second round to some other team. I don't think the Pats should draft a quarterback before the fourth round. Do you?
I don't know.
I don't, but they could use one.
Yeah, and how old's Brady now?
30.
He turned 30 this past year.
Now, we all said that we don't think he's going to play till he's like 40 because he's just one of those guys right. that has a lot of other things he can do. So he's got 5 more years. I'm rounding out here.
You remind me of the guy upstairs, the old guy who gives the milk, and he goes, he's got 5 years left. Then Romo will be better.
Let's say he's got 5 years left. So I'd say either this year or next year, you might want to take a young quarterback to see if he can be the next guy.
And we've heard
it's amazing that we're
like
talking about
Colt
that.
Brennan.
Yes, they do like Colt Brennan.
Matt from Quincy again. The name of the PFW IP, which is in progress, cult should be the Mom's Basement Mafia, because I believe that is where most of the members live. I don't actually live in my mom's basement, but I'm willing to lie
sure
and say,
sure
I
say not
the
him.
Good of the cult.
Yeah. Everyone except him.
Right.
We believe in the three P's, porn, the Patriots, and PFW IP. Oh, and I guess Paul Perillo, too.
No, drop the Paul Perillo part.
Wow. Do we have a cut-in on Paul? Oh, no, it's not 2 o'clock yet.
No, and he's probably late.
Yeah, I loved that one yesterday where he said, they said he was late on the air. On the air,
right.
And Paul said, I wasn't late, and he was arguing with Fred about it.
He's never late. When he comes in at 10:30, he doesn't think he's late.
They said it on the air. Paul Perillo wasn't here yet.
Yeah, he said he was in the building when they said
sure
it.
Sure he was. Paul's
Fred,
always right.
Didn't you tell us last night you don't show up for a 6 o'clock
right.
A reservation at 10 after 6.
Right.
Yeah, you
so
yelled at me.
If your gig is at 9 o'clock, shouldn't you be there like 10 of, quarter to
off.
9?
Yeah, sure.
That's Bill's rule, right? If you're on time, you're already late.
That's right. Matt says, because I had a problem with my steak last night. So he says, there's a rule of thumb when ordering a steak. You should always order one level less than what you want. For example, if you want it medium, medium rare. The reason for this is that restaurants are so concerned about patrons getting food poisoning that they cook one level higher than what you ask for. Not the good ones. The good restaurants, if you order it, that's what they cook it at.
So that wasn't a good restaurant.
Well, they don't make steaks right.
You had a problem with last
night? I go to a lot of decent restaurants.
No kidding.
And
Red's rich.
I order medium rare, and if it's a good restaurant, they give it to you medium rare. I mean, I shouldn't have to say rare.
I like when he brings out like that. He's like, I go to a lot of good restaurants.
Right. I enjoy good steak. It's probably why I'm going to die next year.
And you have the
money to buy
it. As
long as you don't eat carbs, you'll be all right, Fred.
Oh,
Danny,
enough
do I have
that.
To go there again?
I enjoy good steak, too, and I eat it twice a year
yeah,
when you
well,
pay for
that
it.
That silver spoon, you know, you're
I don't have
busy,
a silver spoon.
You're too busy clearing the property on your, on your compound.
Building a new farm.
The
good news is I got the plow fixed, so I'm ready for the next storm.
You got the plow fixed. Good. Good. On your other car.
No, his
plow
third
truck.
One.
It's the plow
yeah,
truck.
He bought, you know, most people buy a snowblower or right. pay.
You have a truck
Andy
with a
bought
plow?
A bought a plow truck.
Really?
Yeah.
I wanted to do that, too.
Worst but. Purchase I ever made.
Stripper says he knows that Tom's married. He's just trying to protect his feelings.
I don't have
Tom,
feelings.
I was going to say, Tom
I'm not really
any.
Like a human being there, strippers.
Best gift he ever gave, just so you know, his dog.
To myself.
So who's going to be the first guy that goes up to the Spock tight end and give him the Vulcan sign and start talking about not having any emotion after a win?
You.
Somebody should do that.
Why?
They should film it. It would be a funny thing.
You, tell Bilo.
I was going to say.
Let's see. Scott McCandless from Washington, D.C.
Scott.
I think this may be what Tom and Andy are looking for, just in case Gary hasn't already shared it. www.sasstudio.com. sass.com/chelsea.htm. sass.com/chelsea.htm.
Is this porn?
That's Cali Girl.
Video?
Apparently she's no
pictures this, or whatever.
This is pictures. She must be a model or something.
She is a model. She told us that.
Well, there's the pictures right there. But Sass Studio.
I want video because video with her saying I like PFW in progress cannot be faked.
Okay. Sass Studio.
Now let's be honest. I mean, I've tagged much hotter girls than her. So
Tom's really? Now he's moved on. He's scorned. He's no, firing back. Back. He's like me when you back me into the corner. Now
I'm
he's firing
saying,
back.
That's,
back when you were a
back when I was cool
personal trainer.
When I was cool.
When,
yeah.
when was
I
that?
Mean, I can't. A little while ago.
A little while ago.
Yeah.
As in a decade or so, or?
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
You were cool 5 years ago?
Yeah.
What happened?
You got married?
I gave it up. I just said, that's it for me.
Too much. I can't do the cool anymore.
What were, just, you, what were you doing that was cool that you're not doing now?
Drinking.
Hanging out on the street corners.
And know? Andy can verify this. I'm pretty cool when I drink.
He's a lot more fun when he drinks.
I used to drink like 5 nights a week, and people loved me. I stopped drinking. No one's talked to me since.
You mean, what, your personality comes out when you're drunk? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just happier.
Oh.
You know, you ever see Friends, Fun Bobby? When he drinks, he's happy. That's how I am. When I drink, I'm all happy. Like, I don't get in fights and stuff when I drink. I'm
oh, really?
You're a happy drunk.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. There's some mean drunks. There's bitter drunks. Yeah. There's sleepy drunks. Paul, I mean, Tom gets happy. So
I cut out beer and alcohol from my life, and I haven't lived a good
miserable.
Day since. Yep.
And now you're cutting out bread, and you're thinking
now,
you're going to
yeah,
become
now
skinny.
I'm even more miserable.
Now
yeah.
it's all downhill.
Yeah.
He's had a good run.
Regarding those black practice jerseys, is it the coaching staff only that chooses who gets one? It's not a player input thing like team captains? Just curious how that works.
The coaches choose
pretty
them.
Sure it's the coaches.
Captains have input on everything. Bill has captains meetings where he asks them all kinds of stuff. So he may say, you know, who had a great week of practice, but it's a coaching decision.
All right. And speaking of coaching
idiots.
Decisions, I'm going to decide right now to take it over to John's basement. John, how you doing?
In my mother's basement, yes.
In your mother's
yes.
basement in
yes,
Rhode
absolutely.
Island?
Just so you know, John, Braylon Edwards was the third receiver going to the Pro Bowl. If you have a problem, it's with T.J. Hushmanzada, because Braylon Edwards deserves to be there 1,000 times more than Wes Welker.
I don't agree. Sorry.
Well, you're wrong.
27
You're just looking at numbers.
Catches.
You don't watch
doesn't
any
matter.
Football.
That's what it's all about. It's all about production, and it's all about results.
Okay, well, look at
Period.
Look at Edwards' production. Not, I mean, just you're just looking at catches. That's it.
Doesn't Wes, Edwards average like 17 yards
yeah,
a catch?
Yeah. So what's 13 touchdowns?
I believe it's 13 touchdowns and 17 and change per catch.
That's fine.
And he
That's
was
fine.
The third guy.
I didn't
in.
Say that he didn't deserve to go. I thought that, in my opinion,
how
Walker
many Patriots
to go
do
more?
You think shouldn't go? Like the punter? Is that it for you? Everyone else deserved to go.
Well, actually,
no, both
the punter's the one that I didn't think deserved.
That's
to
what
go.
I'm saying. That's the only guy. Every other Patriot deserved to go.
No.
Like a Nick Kazier got screwed.
No.
Brewski, Seau,
no.
they all got
no.
screwed.
No, never said that. When did I say that?
I just think
well,
you're
this
crazy.
This is how we argue on this show, John. You should
well,
know
okay.
that.
Okay, hey, then it makes two of us. I think you're crazy.
Well,
where does that leave us?
You and the guys on the big show are the only people who think Braylon Edwards shouldn't go to the Pro Bowl.
I never said Braylon Edwards shouldn't go. Why
well,
don't if, you reel back the tape?
Well, to put Wes Welker in, you
foremost,
have to take somebody out,
think,
John.
You
can't just say,
listen
all,
to what it is
who are
I
you,
said.
Dick Vitale picking the NCAA tournament? This team should go. This team should go. Well, you got to take somebody out.
That's right, and I said if I had my choice, I would leave Braylon Edwards out, and I would bring Wes Welker in. That's all I said. I didn't say he didn't deserve to go.
Right.
I never said Braylon Edwards going was a bad pick. Did I, Tom?
You are wrong. That's all I'm saying. You're 100% wrong. I don't know
okay,
what you said because I didn't hear you. Someone told
that's
me.
Fine.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Well, seen them. You didn't hear me, and yet you're arguing with me? How lame is that?
That's
wow.
what happens on
that's
this show.
That's what we do
How
here.
How lame is that? That's
because
really
you don't
lame.
Well,
do your homework.
Because I know you're not
do
making
Do your homework,
any sense.
And then you come back to the table.
I know you're not making any sense. How many of those catches did Welker catch were over 5 yards? Give me a break. You like him because he's a small white guy playing for the Patriots and nothing more.
No, Tom, you missed it. You totally missed it. Of all people, I thought you would get this. I like him because he's from Texas.
There oh, that's go. True.
Okay.
But he plays for your rival.
Actually, he's from Oklahoma.
No,
he
Texas
school in
Tech
Texas.
Doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
He's from Oklahoma, actually.
Come on.
See, John, so you have me on the show. We get more stuff like this going.
You can stick around for John's show if you want.
Oh, so now you want to come on. Great. Dan, do me a favor. There's the door.
Wait a minute. How come you were, I heard you on EEI this morning, right?
Yeah.
Well, where are you? Why are you in your mom's basement this afternoon?
I got stuff to do here. I got a game broadcast tonight, boys. Jeez. Somebody's got to work today.
Everybody around here shows up for EEI.
You're just idling time away, sitting there chit-chatting.
I'm writing stories, hard-hitting investigative reports are on the way.
That's right, baby. I'm doing it all.
Rook and Perillo. What a life.
Jeez. Patriots PR Radio.
All right. Well, John Rook is next. We're going. We'll see you tomorrow, Thursday.